Good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with us. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Firmly ensconced, as always, in the Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Another glorious Sunday in Chicago. Glad you're spending some of your Sunday evening with us. Big show planned. We always plan a big show. Whether we deliver it, well, that's up to you to decide. 312-981-7200 is how you get involved. When you call in, you'll be talking to Cody Goff, executive producer from Rockford, Illinois. Yeah, I give him just a straight-up intro today. No clever nicknames, no catchphrases. It's just Cody ready to do his job. The phone number, 312, as I said, 981-7200. That's also the text number, so feel free to text away. Keep in touch with us on social media as well. It's Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter. Karen Conti will be here after 8 o'clock, of course. She will be answering your legal questions. After 7, we're going to talk a little bit about Prince and the psychology behind why we mourn singers when they pass. So we'll get into that. And we're going to talk to one of the organizers of the Midwest Rum Fest coming up after 6:30. So prepare to be on a dead man's chest, because yo-ho-ho, he's bringing in a couple bottles of rum, and we will talk all about that. So let's get started. Roger, did you have a good week? Everything good?
Very active, wonderful week.
Wonderful week. Yeah, happy Passover, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
You're
very
welcome. Happy Passover to everybody who celebrated. That was yesterday or Friday?
Friday night was the first Seder, and then Saturday night, last night, was the second Seder.
Very nice. Yeah. And that went well. I saw some pictures. You seemed to be enjoying yourself.
Yeah, we had a nice big table, a lot of family, a lot of friends, and the dining area at Dad's place was the Friday night, from what I understand. I didn't make that one. Was packed.
Okay.
And then Saturday night was about three quarters packed. So,
oh, nice.
Because the second night, usually, families come and pick up, you know, their relatives. Take them out or take them to their place or something.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was very, very nice. We have a great fun rabbi who comes out and conducts the service. And Dad usually has done it over these many years he's lived there. And just this year, he just, you know, he didn't have this.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it went well. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Very nice. I was snubbed. Speaking of religious holidays, I was snubbed by the Archbishop of Chicago last night.
How dare he?
I know. This is unbelievable. And I'm sure Archbishop Supich's PR people will be on this right away, because I know they monitor this program and the thoughts of all Catholics. We have a chip in our head. So all our thoughts are being monitored by the Vatican all the way on down to the Archdiocese. But I had the honor last night again of hosting the Irish American Hall of Fame induction gala.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I am now a man who owns a tux.
I saw that. You clean up real well.
Well, thank you, and I will agree. I do. I looked spiffy, but now my issue becomes I've got this tux, and I enjoyed wearing it. I think, I looked either like a maitre d' or some sort of international spy, so I need to find more places to wear it. I think we may institute once a month formal dress night on the program.
Ooh.
Yes, so once a month we may have to, everybody may have to dress up. I need to be able to justify the
the cost.
Sure. I have to be able to write it off as a business expense.
Right.
So we'll be doing that. But yes, so it was a great event up at the Irish American Heritage Center up on Knox. If you haven't been there, it's great. Whether you're Irish or not, there's always a lot of cool things going on there. Mm-hmm. And this was the sixth year of the Hall of Fame. And they were inducting a wonderful group last night, and I know I'm going to leave some people out, so I won't list everybody. Brian Dennehy, the actor, the CEO of Turtle Wax, Mr. Daly, he was inducted. Spencer Tracy, Ann Sullivan, the teacher who taught Helen Keller, she was inducted. The first female commercial airline pilot she was inducted. So it was a great class and a wonderful event, and everybody's in black tie, you know, and the women are all in gowns. Everybody's mm-hmm. looking spiffy. And for some reason, they asked me last year to host this shindig, and I must have done an okay job, or everybody else was booked because they asked me to do it again.
I'll say it's because you did a great job.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You weren't there, but,
no.
Again, it could just be that. Or they felt guilty because they knew I bought a tux. And they're like, well.
Now, did you have a tux last year?
I rented.
Oh, you just rented. Okay.
I rented, and let's be honest, fellas, you've rented tuxedos before.
Sure.
And am I the only one who finds it creepy to wear pants that somebody else was mm-hmm. in a couple days before?
And shoes, too.
Sure, yeah. They launder them. I know they launder them, but still. I don't want to think that I'm wearing pants that a week before some 18-year-old mm-hmm. at prom was trying to become a man in. You know, because you can launder that all you want,
right,
and some things don't come out. The taint of underage love never comes out of pants. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
It lingers. There's something there that there's an aura, some sort of aroma. I don't know what it is. There's a stain. We all know Monica Lewinsky. Let's not even go there.
No.
But I was skeeved out. And the shoes are a whole other thing because my feet hurt anyway, and now I'm, you know, I just didn't like it. So I did some research. I ended up for about $60 more than I paid to rent it.
Uh-huh.
Now I've got a tux.
Nice.
Yeah. So, boom. So now I'm a tux, and I old-fashioned polished my black dress shoes to a high gloss, so my feet didn't hurt. Everything was lovely.
Sweet.
Now, back to the Archbishop.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's a script because I'm introducing all these wonderful and qualified inductees. So, but they, at the beginning, they say, you know, Brian, here, you know, take a couple minutes. Do your thing. Make, you know, share some of your Irish heritage. I always make a couple little jokes. Not too much because it's not about me. It's about the people who are being inducted. But I figure, all right, I'll make a joke and I'll include the Archbishop. Last year, former Superintendent Gary McCarthy, Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy was there. An Illinois Supreme Court judge was there. So I used them in one of the jokes. It's not a joke about them, but it includes them. And it was a very...
tasteful?
Sure. I just said, well, this is going to be an extremely grand evening, but you know how sometimes Irish events tend to get a little rowdy, and perhaps the festivities will go into the wee hours. So I think we should beseech the Archbishop to grant us a dispensation so that we can spend tomorrow morning sleeping it off in bed instead of in a pew.
Oh, no.
What? It just, come on. I'm not the only guy who sleeps in church. This is where I get my two best sleeps, in church and watching Game of Thrones. That's where I get my most restful sleep. So anyway, the joke didn't offend him. He didn't even look up.
No.
They served salad, you know, right before I go on.
Uh-huh.
And
so everyone's eating already.
Sure.
Right?
But most people, you know, a giant guy walks up in a tux, who's as dapper as I am, you're gonna at least look up and go, because they've introduced me, they've listed some credits, they say I'm a WGA. Oh, you know, at least, just out of curiosity, look up and go, oh, that's him? All right. And then back to your salad. The Archbishop was eating this salad like a freed hostage. I had never seen a man devour salad like this. And God bless him, he's, you know, he's a servant of the Lord, and he's working hard for the Archdiocese.
Yeah.
But he didn't even look up. And so I make the joke, and everybody laughs. Everybody laughs.
Everyone was laughing? Oh, that's
except
awesome.
The Archbishop. He doesn't even look up.
Well, wait a minute. Does he have, like, the guy sitting right next to him and suddenly leans in and whispers in his ear?
One of the inductees. He was sitting in between one of the inductees and the inductee's wife. He was a guest of that.
So then there was nobody, no aide, sitting next to him to whisper.
He speaks English, Roger. I wasn't speaking in tongues. He didn't have to translate. It wasn't a big Pentecostal get-together. I made what I thought was a very innocent joke.
Right.
It got a big laugh. Everybody looked up. He never made eye contact with me. And so I said, so what about it, Archbishop? Still didn't look at me. And I'm like, okay. And I said, wow, he won't even look at me. And then, I tried, folks, and then I moved on. So I am, I think I'm the only one on this show who've ever been snubbed by a religious leader. Cody, you ever have the Pope or anybody snub you?
Not recently.
Nope. Roger? The rabbi last night give you the cold shoulder?
No, he came over, shook my shoulders, and said, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, see?
We're first now. I'm trying to set him up with a gig with Patty Vasquez now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Snubbed by the Archbishop.
I will say the High Priestess of Valestra attacked my level 14 paladin one time, but I'm not sure if that counts.
I don't think, because that's all made up, I don't think that counts.
Well...
Yes, Dennis J. Healy is the name of the CEO, the chairman of Turtle Wax, and he invited the Archbishop. So it was a lovely evening. Again, and, you know, the Archbishop stayed, and he actually gave the benediction of the night. It was great.
Yeah.
I just found it weird that he was so involved in his salad.
Yeah, he must have been one hungry Archbishop.
Maybe he was hungry. Maybe he hadn't eaten all day, and he sees this nice mixed salad drop in front of him, and he's like, listen, I've seen a lot of guys in tuxedos before. I don't need to look at this one.
And yeah.
That was it.
Right.
I'm trying not to take it personally.
I wouldn't.
Let me just say
I wouldn't.
I'm trying not to take it personally.
No, I wouldn't. You'll probably get a call from him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'm going to get a call from him, and then it's going to be followed by an excommunication letter. It's going to be very nice. Everything will tie into a nice big bow. Oh, Brian, hey, we heard the show. Oh, that's fantastic. How'd you like it? You're out. What do you mean, out of GN? No, out of the church. Never set foot in one of our doorways again. I'm going to be like, it's going to be like the post office. Every Catholic church in America is going to have my picture with a red circle and a line through it.
Yep.
Suddenly, I'm like, I'm Hitler and Satan, all rolled into one.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why.
Wow. That
seems like an overreaction.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm nothing if not a guy who overreacts.
I get to see, like, at the grocery store, do not accept checks from this person. You know?
Exactly. Right. So that's that. All right, listen, we've got to do this, and then there's so much more. And we, as I said, after the 6:30 news, the Midwest Rum Fest folks will be in here, and we'll talk about that. If you are a rum fan, you'll want to be paying attention. First this on WGN.
You, Ron Majors, you'll never accept this compliment. Peter Jennings used to call him and go, how can I be smoother? That's how smooth he is.
I'm really glad I'm one of those people who knows it's time. I don't have any second thoughts about this.
But I do like the idea that you're spending more time not with your family but with Ro Khan.
I got him in the horse business 10 years ago.
Right.
I'm constantly hand-holding. Well, what happened? Well, what happened to this one? Well, what? How come we're not making more money?
When Ro's voice gets super high, only the horsies can hear it.
You're absolutely right.
Congratulations on your retirement, Ron Majors, from the Steve Cochran Show. And 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts' Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Statistically, 1% of African Americans give blood in the United States. In an emergency, hospitals need blood. There is a blood shortage. It isn't because you are an African American. It's because there is a blood shortage. It's time for African Americans to show up and give blood to replenish the supply that is so desperately needed. We can change these statistics. We can help make sure that there is blood available when we need it. The American Red Cross Bloodmobile will be at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, 4701 South King Drive, Chicago, on Sunday, May 1st, from noon until 5 p.m. Details are available at www.redcross.org, code JFS. That's www.redcross.org, code JFS.
Join WGN Radio and enjoy Lakeshore Drive car-free and carefree. It's MB Bike the Drive, Sunday, May 29th, and it only happens once a year. Go to mbfinancial.com/bike to find out how to get a free ride.
Hi, I'm Andrea Darlis. Join me as we explore Greece for 10 beautiful days in September. We'll drink ouzo in the Plaka in Athens, tour the historic Parthenon, and walk along the Acropolis. I'll make sure you eat, think, and dance Greek all week long. It's a trip you'll never forget, all for under $4,000. For more information, contact Steve Bertrand at 847-606-6065. Find out more at wgnradio.com/events. Opa!
Learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV. All right, Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Number of people chiming in about wearing rented clothes. Nobody likes it. I got into this debate with some women last night, and they're like, oh, men have it so easy because you can just go in and rent a suit. Yeah. Ugh. In this day and age, I would tell anybody, if you're an adult, because you can get tuxes for under $200, I'd just say if you think you might, even if you're going to wear it once, you're still going to come out ahead to rent, to buy the tux rather than rent it.
And plus you get it cut to your style and your frame.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, I ordered mine online. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I ordered it online and it came and I, you know, I had emailed their customer service and asked a couple questions, and they're like, here's the answers. And the stuff came, and other than having to turn up the pants and shorten the sleeves on the jacket a little bit, perfect.
Not bad. So perfect. Did you take it into the tailor?
Oh, yeah, I went to a tailor.
Oh, okay, okay.
Went to a tailor, they turned up the pants and nice. Did the sleeves so that, you know, because I like to show a little cuff with my cuff like that. I'm all about the flair, Roger.
Sure. It's very styling nowadays.
Sure. I did break the black tie protocol last night, and I wore my Blackhawks cufflinks. Because I wanted to make sure, that I brought a little of the good mojo to the game, to the proceeding. So
yeah, definitely.
People wanted. I was updating the game throughout, and that's when people were paying attention. I think the Archbishop even looked up at me when I gave the Hawks score.
Yeah, he was like once. Attention. He's like, "Hurry up! I'm waiting for the main course."
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
let's go. Where's the filet? Chop, chop. I'm sorry.
What was
sorry,
the? You had like a bright red. Did you have a red bow tie?
No. That was a black tie.
Oh, it was a black tie.
I had a little piece of our little Kelly Green pocket square for a flash
that's
of
what
color,
I was looking
for
at.
A pop
okay.
of color.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Very nice.
Oh sure. Listen, it was all jazzy. Then the big debate between do I get the pleated tuck shirt? Do I get a flat front tuck shirt? Because you know you see both, and I'm a lunatic because nobody would have cared one way or another what kind of tuxedo shirt I had on, but I had to do extensive research on the internet and just asking and watching TV. So I'm doing all this research. Turns out I went with the, you know, the bigger pleat, not the pleat like if you were in the service industry where they give you just the tuck shirt for work.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
a little
yeah.
a bigger,
yeah.
a wider pleat,
okay.
which is supposedly more formal. I don't know. This is what the internet tells me.
So you did it on formality, not on fit.
What do you mean?
Well,
the shirt has to fit. Whether it's
I know that, but isn't one like just a tad... More tight as opposed to a fuller one? Depends on the cut of the shirt.
Well, it was a regular cut shirt, but the pleats in the front are, you know, that doesn't affect the fit of the shirt.
Okay.
I don't think.
Well, I haven't had a tux since...
Well, you got to get one.
High school.
If you're going to be part of this program, you got to have a tux.
All right.
Because we're going to put the rest of this joint to shame. Everybody else comes in here dressed like I am today.
You're going to have a chandelier next time when we're all dressed
maybe,
up?
Maybe. Maybe I bring in a piano player or a harpist.
There you go.
Maybe we create a mood, get a little Franklin McCormick action going on in here. We get a symphony, or we just get Cody playing a keytar and dancing around like he's one of the Jade and the whoever's. So, yeah, Cody's going to play the keytar, and it'll just be musical accompaniment. I think it'll add a little panache to the show.
I think so. Not that it needs it, but still.
No, it takes it to another level.
That's
the thing. We can be, you know, we do a fine job, and people seem to enjoy it, and I'm grateful for that. But if we can take it just to one more level where people go, hey, I know they're on radio, but they're still wearing tuxedos, and they have a live band. Just and it, like chamber music, something in the background. We don't talk about it. It's just
very
there.
Light.
Sure,
yeah, yeah.
Light. Maybe a nice quartet.
And change it up depending on who you're interviewing.
Well, that would be cumbersome. You know? What do I have? Like eight bands in the green room?
Well,
waiting to come in.
Just get out some different sheet music and play a different mood. It's the same little band. Little cello quartet. Maybe playing in the corner?
Of course.
Yeah.
Just, like I said, a little chamber music, a little something. I would like to get a harpist, though, because I just think a harp is so hard to take anywhere. So I want to see somebody have to... And then we'd have to leave it. See, that's the thing. If we have an in-house harpist, which I know Cody right now is working on that. He's Googling in-house harpists, and he's going to get us one. But then it has to stay here. So that, again, everybody that comes in during the week to do a show is like, what's going on with the harp?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But when you're all done, you got to put a sign on it. Yeah. Do not touch.
Probably of Noon and Joe. Do not touch the harp. Do not pluck my strings, jerks. It's time for the harp. So that's what we got going. I had a nice story for Cody real quick before we go to the news. Since Cody went to Colorado, I've been seeing, or maybe I've just been noticing, I've been hypersensitive to a lot of pot stories. A lot of stories revolving around the weed. This comes from New Zealand. People in New Zealand got high on fumes after police officers burned drugs they had seized. This is just a bad research on the police department's part. This is when you call Skilling or your local New Zealand meteorologist and go, hey, the wind's going to be blowing any certain direction because we're going to burn, you know, a whole bunch of pot. They were burning a large amount of illegal marijuana, which they seized, but they did not realize that they were smoking up the entire area. Imagine if you're just out wandering around. You're like, wow, suddenly I need some Doritos. Wonder what's going on. Did you see the fog? I don't think that's fog. Oh. Adam Green, who was near a supermarket, took video of the heavy smoke coming from the police station. He said that the smoke was coming out of the chimney, and it was spreading to the New World Supermarket's parking lot, and it smelled like cannabis. And suddenly, the parking lot of the grocery store looked like a Grateful Dead concert. The district area commander, Warwick Morrow, apologized for the incident and said that they will be looking for another location to burn drugs in the future so that the fumes do not affect people. To which the citizenry went, "No, we're good. Just fire that up. That's all right. You don't have to go anywhere else. I think we're fine. You just keep burning those bundles of pot." All right, go from pot to rum. Yeah, because the Midwest Rum Fest is coming up at the end of the month. We will talk to one of the organizers on the other side of the news here on WGN.
Drama, comedy, suspense, mystery.
Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Long before there was Netflix, there was radio.
Suspense.
Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf showcase the art where your mind paints the pictures.
Box 13, Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday.
WGN Radio Theater, tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
All right, we'll talk about rum on the other side of the news. This report of news, which I can't, we are right on time again. I don't know why I keep pointing that out, because I know Roger is always shocked if I come to him on time. So he sets an alarm for like a couple minutes late, and then he knows he'll be ready.
Yeah, can you stretch it out a bit? I'm not ready.
Sure. All right, well, listen, you better get ready, because I'm going to tell people that this report of news is sponsored by Bailey's Harbor Yacht Club Resort, and it's 6:30. Here's Roger Badish.
And police are looking for 17-year-old Rania Shamoon. She went missing yesterday afternoon in the West Rogers neighborhood, last seen about 4:30 in the 2800 block of West Rosemont. Police says she's been hospitalized in the past for emotional issues and may be in the company of a 24-year-old man. She was last seen wearing a black shirt, black pants, and black gym shoes, described as having a light olive complexion, long blonde hair, brown eyes, about 5'6", weighing about 120 pounds. The state attorney general is calling the slayings of 8 family members in rural southern Ohio a pre-planned execution. Mike DeWine says his office doesn't know if there is one or more suspects, but he says the investigation into who fatally shot the family and why will be lengthy. One person injured in a fire in the Austin neighborhood this afternoon. It was in the single-family home in the 100 block of North Menard, spread to another single-family home next door. Both buildings brought under control by late afternoon. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
It's Mr. Fix-It.
With Misericordia's annual Candy Days fundraiser coming up on April 29th and 30th, I'm getting a jump start and asking you for a little bit of help. Join me in meeting my goal of $5,000. Any size donation will go towards helping 600 children and adults with disabilities live their lives with love, purpose, and dignity. No donation is too small. Please help by visiting WGNradio.com/events today. Thank you.
The 2016 NFL Draft.
On April 28th, Pro Football brings its draft to Chicago. Football stars of tomorrow descend on Grant Park, and some of them will walk out as Chicago Bears. I'll be counting down the top 15 players available.
The NFL picks its stars here, and our Adam Hogue is on it. Adam Hogue's Big Board.
Hear it every morning at 7 on the Steve Cochran Show.
Brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks and the Blues tomorrow in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Down in St. Louis, the pregame will start at 7 with Judd Surratt face-off 7:30 with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Good news for both baseball teams today. Sox beat Texas 4-1 at the Cell. Cubs shut out Cincinnati on the road 9-0. Sox will go on the road tomorrow. They'll travel to Toronto for a 6-10 start. And the Cubs have the day off tomorrow. They will host Milwaukee on Tuesday. In golf, the Valero Open in Texas, Charlie Hoffman finishes at the top of the bunch at 12 under for his win. It's his fourth PGA Tour victory. Checking WGN traffic, we've got some delays on the Kennedy Expressway because of an accident. Right now, your travel time's coming in from O'Hare on the Kennedy, 25 minutes, 22 minutes on the return trip. We've got that accident on the inbound Kennedy at Fullerton. They're still dealing with an accident on 107th Street at Ridgeland, that involving a car and a motorcycle, and the entrapment accident on Milwaukee at River Road. They're still working on that. The roads downtown are closed. Balboa, Columbus, and Michigan will be closed because of preparation for the NFL draft festivities, which are coming up this week. And so a lot of those roads already closed off as they start putting up the staging and tents and everything else. Other than that, the travel times on the area expressways and tollways looking pretty good right now. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, going to get down to about 56 overnight in partly cloudy skies. Rain tomorrow afternoon starts and should go through the overnight Monday night. Should get up to about 71 degrees tomorrow. Windy conditions, but then on Tuesday, things get cold again. High only expected of 47. Under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures now 72 at O'Hare, 79 Midway in Oak Park, 56 along the lakefront. Winds out of the east at 12. Next News 7 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Summertime means a lot of people enjoying some cocktails outdoors, indoors, perhaps tropical drinks, perhaps boat drinks if you're a Jimmy Buffett fan. The one thing those have in common, they are all made with rum. Rum is the nectar of the gods, let's just to be honest. And on April 30th, the second annual Midwest Rum Festival is coming to Chicago at the Bottom Lounge, and the organizer of the Midwest Rum Festival, Federico Hernandez, is in studio with me. Federico, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me and being part of this.
Well, it's an exciting thing, and it's put on by the Rum Lab. What is the Rum Lab?
So the Rum Lab is basically a company that or it's a platform that we communicate with the trade or rum aficionados and share news about what we're doing or what's happening around the world in the rum industry. In addition to that, we produce three events. We do the Puerto Rico Rum Festival, which is called Taste of Rum, the California Rum Festival in San Francisco, and then now we're doing the Chicago Rum Festival, which is still it's the Midwest Rum Festival.
Right.
We started this event in Louisville, Kentucky.
And yeah, last year was the first year, correct?
Yeah, and people said, like, oh, Federico, you're crazy. And then,
well, Kentucky, you would think, well, that's bourbon country. That's, yes. You know, you're down there. How did the rum festival go over in bourbon country?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was, well, the thing is that rum is such an interesting spirit. As a matter of fact, it was the most consumed spirit in the United States before the 13 colonies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. And then after the American Revolution, Americans decided, like, hey, we don't want to have any more spirits that have to do with England.
Okay.
So they start doing cider and whiskey.
Right. So we started making it ourselves,
absolutely.
So we didn't have to bring it from anywhere else.
Absolutely.
Now, when I think rum, I think tropical locations. I think you mentioned Puerto Rico. I think the Caribbean. Are those the biggest areas that produce rum?
Absolutely. So right now it's quite funny. There's three massive producers of rum right now. Number one is a company based in India called, like, McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
And that was only for the population of, like, India, I think so.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. This is based on volume, not in numbers.
Okay.
Number two is Bacardi.
Yes.
And number three, and Bacardi is participating in this event, number three is Tanduay, which is from the Philippines, which I also brought a bottle of that today.
Now, see, I've never heard of that kind of rum.
And it's the third most selling rum in the world right now.
Really?
And it's really good. It's a really good rum, too.
For people who may not, you know, usually only have rum in drinks, because if you get a tropical drink or if you get to some other sort of rum drink, you're really tasting the fruit, and people like it because a lot of times you don't really taste the rum. What sets rum apart from other spirits, say from a whiskey or a bourbon or a scotch? What is unique about rum?
Well, rum is, I have my Puerto Rican Spanish accent, right?
That's right, yeah.
So it's the most versatile spirit in the world, meaning that you can mix rum with anything. So you want to have, then think about it. Who would have vodka and Coke?
Right.
It's horrible.
But rum and Coke, a lot of people started out with a rum and Coke.
Rum, you can mix with anything. And so, and then what's happening right now is, which is great, with the bourbon boom and brown spirit boom, I think bartenders are realizing, hey, we want more spirits that we can mix and we can do other cocktails. And rum is the perfect, spirit to combine. So you mix it and every single rum is so different. Mm-hmm. There's not a standard on how rum has to be made. So every single country or every single island makes rum their own way, their own style.
Oh, really?
And, and the majority of the rums in the world are made, there's three standards or the basics. So first you got sugarcane. And then from the sugarcane, you can either squeeze the sugarcane, you have sugarcane juice, and you can make rum like that through that. And that's the way the French-style rum does it. Also, cachaça is made that way. Then you can also get that sugarcane juice. You take out the water, and that becomes like a sugarcane juice, honey. And that's the way Zacapa makes their rum and other companies. And the majority of the rum in the world makes their rum from molasses.
Okay.
And because molasses is another byproduct from, you get the sugarcane juice, you cook it, you get sugar, which is the one that we use for our daily coffee.
Yep.
Or our great donuts. And then you have the leftover molasses. And from molasses, before people didn't even know what to do with it, but then somebody realized, hey, this also ferments. And you can create amazing rum. So the majority of the rum in the world is made out of molasses.
So for the uninitiated, we see, you know, you order a rum and Coke or whatever.
Yeah.
And you see clear rum. And then I've been to restaurants where they have the rum sampling menu, and the rums are darker. What's the difference? Is it just age? Is it all about the different ingredients? Why is some rum clear and that seems to be maybe the less expensive, and then as the rums get darker, the price seems to go up.
Absolutely. So, rum itself is quite inexpensive. Right now is getting more popular, just like bourbon. People are taking that ride, and they're giving a lot more love to this amazing spirit. And then you have, I want you not to be confused that some white rums are rums that have been aged, that had colored, and they, through a filtration process, they take out the color.
Oh, okay. So they've still been aged like some of the others, but why would they filter out the color?
Because they wanted to have a white rum. White rum became a very popular spirit, especially to compete against vodka in the 50s.
Ah.
So they wanted something that you can easily see, and people have rum and Coke and all these cocktails, right? So as of today, white rum is the most selling rum in the world.
Oh, really?
Okay. Over the gold or aged rum, right? Little by little, I think gold rum and aged rums are picking up and getting better.
And what we also hear about spiced rum. What is that just a rum, for lack of a better term, that people add spice to?
It's a topic I prefer talking to about. I don't like to talk about spice.
Is it taking a good product and kind of ruining it?
An interesting thing. I think gold rums are really good.
Okay. Wow. All right. We have found something that Federico will not talk about. We've stumbled onto a rum conspiracy. Mark the tape. We'll have to send Roger out to do some further investigating. Why the rum industry is against spiced rum. I'm kidding. But it's interesting because you don't see many of it, but if you're in the rum aisle at Binny's or wherever you buy your rums, tons of rum.
Yeah.
So I want to get into how people, if they don't know too much about it, how they can choose it. But there's also a couple new things going on this year at the Midwest Rum Festival, which is coming to Chicago April 30th at the Bottom Lounge, which is 1375 West Lake Street in Chicago. This I really like because I am a huge fan of tropical drink. I love tiki drinks. Because I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
I like the colors, but I love the rum taste. And part of the new agenda this year for the Rum Fest is there's a session revolving around those kind of drinks, right?
Absolutely. My festivals, I'm trying to really promote the educational part. People become, they learn about the rum and the essence of this different spirits and how every single part of all these companies that are from around the world have their own uniqueness and their own positive way of making a run, right, and making people happy.
And it does make people happy. So let's take a quick break. Federico Hernandez is my guest. The second annual Midwest Rum Festival. And I haven't even had any rum, and I can't say it yet. It's next week, April 30th, at the Bottom Lounge, 1375 West Lake Street. What's a good website for people to go get information on this?
MidwestRumFest.com.
MidwestRumFest.com. That's the way to do it. We'll learn about, and Federico, you can tell us, give us a little bit of education on rum. We'll talk about that on the other side. And if you have a question, feel free to jump in, 312-981-7200. More on the other side. It's WGN.
At 11:05, all we need to know about NFL Draft Town.
Won't you take me to NFL Draft Town?
That's beautiful.
You think so?
Nope.
Bill and Wendy, back tomorrow midday on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Stora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Seniors, want to learn how to avoid fraud? Looking for tips to declutter your home? Dreaming of living in the home you love for years to come? The Main Street Organization of Realtors will host a free senior expo in Arlington Heights on May 5th, covering topics that include fraud protection and prevention, simple steps to aging in place, decluttering, and a look at the housing market. For more information, visit MainStreetSeniorExpo.com.
Placing a loved one in a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care for your loved one in return. Sadly, though, nursing home negligence is real, and it's a serious problem. Neglect and abuse of the elderly happen every day. The law firm of Conasec and Dillon wants you to know that nursing home negligence can cause serious life-threatening medical conditions like dehydration and malnutrition, fractures, infections, bed sores, pressure sores, and even death. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec & Dillon. The law firm of Conasec & Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec & Dillon understands that entrusting a loved one to a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. Protect your loved ones. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. It's Brian Noonan on WGN, and we are talking rum with Federico Hernandez. He is the organizer of the Midwest Rum Festival, which is coming to the Bottom Lounge, 1375 West Lake Street on April 30th. If you want to learn about rum, if you are a rum aficionado, all levels of rum drinkers are welcome, right? One of the sessions is for people in the business.
Yes.
And then there's a session just for regular folks.
Yes, absolutely. The general admission.
And what's the ticket prices on that?
So right now, ticket prices are $70. And then it gives you access to the event where we give you a small sniffing cup. And you'll be able to go from table to table talking with all the brand ambassadors from different companies that are participating from the festival. And I can tell you, we have probably some of the best rums in the world right now.
Well, the list is very impressive. And again, I know Bacardi, I know Don Q, just because those are rums that I've had. And I'm looking at some of the others. You've got Austrian Stroh rum. You've got French aged plantation rum. It all sounds very interesting.
It is very interesting.
And so people will be able to go around. They'll be able to talk to the brand ambassadors, sample some of this. And that's like a 3-hour session.
It
right?
is a 3-hour session. During those 3-hour session, there's also 45 minute seminars that are going to be happening almost every hour in between. And the first one of them is going to be with Richard Seal, which is from Foursquare Distillery. He's probably right now one of this, like, a lot of people are talking about this rum master, rum distiller. He makes a lot of rum.
Okay.
One of his rum that he is called the Real McCoy, that's going to be participating there. They also going to have John Mazur from Serrayes. He's going to be talking about rums from the Caribbean.
Okay.
And another great gentleman, a good friend of mine from Seattle, Nicholas Ferris, is going to be talking about rum agricole, which is the French-style rum.
Oh, all right. Well, you brought some rums, and you said part of the festival is to educate. So for those of us who don't know a lot about rum, you've brought rums from a lot of tropical locations that I wish I was there on the beach sipping rum, quite frankly. So what do we have first?
So I brought 5 bottles of rum. We're going to, if we have time, we'll try to taste and sample a little bit.
If we have time, we're going to drink 5 bottles of rum, Cody. What do you think of that?
I think it's a great idea.
Cody's good with it. Okay, so what are we going to have first?
So the first one is called Ron Cartavio, which is...
That's easy for you to say.
It's easy. It's from Peru.
Okay.
And it's an amazing rum. This is their 5-year selecto. It's very nice, sweet. It's amazing because it's a really good bottle for a great price. And they just relaunched in the U.S. like 2 years or 3 years ago. And we see the glass has a really nice amber color into it. The scent, maintain a distance.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, it's a lot of alcohol. Kill your nostrils.
We don't want that. And now, what's the significance of this type of glass? It's almost...
So this glass is great. It's just a good snifter. Helps, like, the set to rise correctly, right?
Okay.
And then...
let's see.
Let's sip on it.
Ooh. That's nice. Very smooth. Now, you said this is aged 5 years?
This is aged 5 years. And this is the first rum that we're sipping right now.
Right.
Usually any spirits that you have, especially brown, the first one is a little bit harder.
Oh, okay.
It's always going to happen.
Sure, because by the end you don't have any taste buds left. You're completely out of it. Real quick, a couple people have texted in some questions. Somebody wants to know, how long can you keep 150 proof rum from St. Thomas? Does rum get better as it ages, or is there a point where you need to drink it or it's going to turn?
No, you can maintain it in a bottle.
Okay, so you can forever. And is rum gluten-free?
You know that I do not know that question.
Okay, so that was somebody, we'll have to research it.
Absolutely.
So as the aging process, is it like with other spirits? So the longer it ages, the smoother it gets, the more of the flavor characters come out. Is that how it...
Absolutely. And all spirits, basically, where they get... So spirits come out through this distillation and comes out nice and clear.
Okay.
That's how all spirits come out. And then where they get their color is in the majority of the spirits get their color through the aging process.
Okay.
And it's the majority of the rum companies use bourbon barrels.
Oh, right.
And the reason why, because these barrels cannot be reused, and the majority of these companies resell them to rum companies. Also, Facundo Bacardi said that years ago, he said, like, oh, this is the ideal barrel because you will get an almond flavor into the rum.
I was wondering because so other spirits, it's okay to get a little flavor from the bourbon, whatever's aged in that barrel. That just enhances the flavors of the rum?
It seems so, absolutely.
Okay.
Right now, there's a lot of companies are experimenting with other types of barrels as well, with Pedro Jimenez, sherry, wine cask, other scotch, and they're looking for great alternatives to see who can make the best rum.
Oh, great. Well, let's try one more while we're here. And I'll remind people again, go to MidwestRumFest.com, and you can get all the details. The Rum Fest is April 30th at the Bottom Lounge, which is 1375 West Lake Street. So what are you going to be pouring now?
Okay, now we're going to be pouring Tanduay. Tanduay is from the Philippines.
Oh, okay. See, and I don't know why. Like I told you, I think more Caribbean destinations when I think of rum.
So as a matter of fact, sugarcane comes from Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
And then that's supposedly where it started. And through the trade, the Chinese trade, the Arabs bringing products and spices to Europe. That's how sugarcane is introduced to Europe. Huh. And then Christopher Columbus brings that to the Caribbean, like the ideal place to keep on growing sugarcane.
Perfect.
And then rum is, by nature, it was found later.
Very nice. Now, this looks a little lighter than the Peruvian rum
absolutely.
That we had.
Absolutely. But it's every rum has their own way of making their style. Okay. Some even do some type of filtration also to take out any pieces or just have it as smooth as possible. Tondouai is a great rum. It's an Asian rum, basically.
And what would a bottle like this go for if people were going to go out and pick a bottle of this up?
Tondouai is around, I think, $18 or
$19. Well, that's not bad.
It's really good. Cartavio is also $18, $19.
Now, these bottles are, these rums, while you could mix them, obviously you said rum mixes with everything, are there certain rums that it's better to just sip them and enjoy them rather than mixing them up with a bunch of different fruit juices or whatever else?
This is my answer. You drink rum the best way you like it.
All right, so whatever
and
you want.
And there's every single moment. It's like in Puerto Rico, even really premium rums, I'll always put some ice. Why? Because it's just warm. It's just so hot in the Caribbean, so I want something that's going to refresh me. I'll probably have the same rum where I live in Seattle in the middle of the winter on a rainy day, nice and neat without no ice, because I want to warm my body.
Yeah.
So everybody has their way of drinking rum. The most important thing is that you enjoy it.
So there's no snobbery when it comes to rum drinking.
I say no.
Well, I like that answer, Federico. Oh, this one's a little smoother even. And maybe that's because, as you said, the first one you have is always a little rougher.
Well,
and what's the proof on a rum like this?
The other rums that I have right now are 40% proof, the majority. And all the bottles that I have are an average from 18 to 24 bucks.
Okay.
So and that's the amazing thing, that you can get amazing rum for really good prices.
Yeah. If people say, all right, I'm used to drinking, Bacardi and rum, those kind of.
Yeah, which are great.
Right, sure. What would be a bottle that you would say, all right, you know what, if you want to expand your horizons, here's one. It's a nice entry-level rum. It's going to give you good flavor if you drink it straight. It's going to enhance your mixed drink, whatever it is. What should they look for?
I brought two of those today.
Okay.
I brought two. There's a couple, but two that I really, which are always available. That's another important thing.
Oh.
That are always available in almost every state.
Okay.
Especially in Illinois. It's Plantation Rum.
I've heard of Plantation Rum.
They do their 5 years, which I brought from Barbados. They do a great rum. It's $23 at Beanie's. And then Ron Diplomatico from Venezuela, which is another really good rum. And those are perfectly for people that are to introduce them to a good, smooth, sweet rum.
Yeah. So and you're not spending a lot of money. So even if you get it and, maybe it's not your thing, but you didn't invest your, your kid's college fund to buy a bottle, and they go, oh man, what am I doing here?
Absolutely. Something that's really interesting that's happening now, and people are going to be able to taste that in the Midwest Rum Festival, is that rum companies are starting to do single barrel rums.
Okay.
So it's just instead of blending, it's just a specific. And this is a popularity that started right now with bourbon.
Right.
And rum is coming right behind it, and amazing rums are coming. I know Don Q is bringing an amazing single barrel rum. I saw one from Bacardi today, and I know other companies will probably be doing great experiments. It's a great. I will say that. Something that you want to have on your bucket list if you go to the event, or even in your life, you want to try some type of agricole rum, which is that French style rum. You can try it nice and clear, a popular drink is called the Thai punch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a cachaça, a caipirinha, and then that's a European Southern America style rum, the cachaça, and then you have the Central America style rum, which are higher. There are a lot of higher mountains, and so the climate is colder, where they're aging most of this rum too. And then it ages in a slower process, and it's really good. And then you had the Spanish styles rum, which are a lot in the Puerto Rico, like Dominican Republic.
We are going to have to sit down and have some rum. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we will. We'll you and I can sample one more before you get out of here. But for anybody who is interested, you must head over to Bottom Lounge on April 30th. That's where the second annual Midwest Rum Festival is happening. If you go to MidwestRumFest.com, you can get all the details. You can buy your tickets, save some money, buy your tickets in advance. Go to the great general admission session. Go for the extra session, the tiki session. There's a lot of things going on. All the information, again, at MidwestRumFest.com. Federico, thanks for coming in. This is very interesting, and we'll try one when we throw to news.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. The news on the other side. It's WGN.
Losing a legend.
He was pronounced deceased. We have identified him as Prince Rogers Nelson.
Realize how much we're going to miss this performer, you know, and how much he added to the music that we listen to.
I love Prince because he put out great music, and he was a great performer, creative and original.
Our coverage and conversation continues all weekend on 720 WGN.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthy choices.
Join me, Ro Khan, for a Chicago Derby Party presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka at Howls and Hood, Saturday, May 7th. It all starts at 3. Sip a double row 7, enjoy a live broadcast, and the best 2 minutes in sports. Details at wgnradio.com/events.
Every child has the right to a safe childhood, free of violence and neglect. That's why communities all across Illinois observe Child Abuse Prevention Month each April. We all play a part in making sure kids are safe and families are supported. If you see something, say something. Signs of abuse include unexplained bruises or broken bones. Signs of neglect include inadequate food, poor hygiene, or lack of supervision. The earlier a child gets help, the greater chance they have to heal. To learn more, visit dcfs.illinois.gov. To report child abuse or neglect, call 1-800-25-ABUSE.
On the other side of the news, we'll talk a little bit about Prince and why we as a collective mourn singers when they pass. We'll get into that on the other side. It is 7 o'clock. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. This report is sponsored by OfficeDesigns.com. Just after 7, here's Roger Badish.
And partly sunny, 72 at O'Hara. Suburban Chicago School District admits to improper accounting.
Lincoln Way High School District 210 School Board takes the blame for misused bond proceeds. Voters approved a $225 million referendum in 2006 to fund two new schools and make improvements. District officials say about $4.6 million was misused for non-capital purposes. District will have to borrow to replace the funds, and Lincoln Way North High School will close to save money. Susan Berkus, WGN News.
Senator Matt Murphy is encouraged by the recent passage of funding for higher education and social services.
Nobody played politics with this thing, in the end anyway. And it got done.
The other thing I think that was kind of encouraging that happened around the same time was Governor, Senate Democrats, Senate Republicans all came together on a bill for another $450 million for social services.
Senator Murphy was guest on WGN's Sunday Spin this morning. You can hear the full broadcast in a podcast on our website, WGNradio.com. Authorities in Ohio say they still don't know if they are looking for a killer or killers in the massacre of eight family members in Pike County. ABC's Melissa Neely reports.
Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine says he will be releasing few details about the murder of eight family members in Pike County. He calls a premeditated execution. He did mention there were drugs found at the scene.
Let me go ahead, and I think it's okay for us to confirm that we did find marijuana in
three
locations.
DeWine further explained that what they found were marijuana grow operations, but did not say if they were related to the case. DeWine also says they have issued five search warrants in the case and 18 pieces of evidence have been sent to the state crime lab. Melissa Neely, ABC News.
A shooting outside a high school prom Saturday night in northern Wisconsin left two students injured and an 18-year-old gunman dead. Police say Jacob Wagner, armed with a high-powered rifle, fired at a couple as they left the dance at Antigo High School. An officer in the area heard the shots, rushed to the scene, took him down. School was on lockdown for a while. Student Thomas Blink says he can't believe it happened at his school.
I was just shocked and surprised that something like this could happen to a small town. And I was completely in disbelief when I heard that there was a shooting here.
And we'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Stora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On the evening of Friday, May 6th, join Next Steps for their prelude to the Derby party at Venue 1 in the West Loop. Proceeds benefit Next Steps, which provides cutting-edge physical rehabilitation to those who've suffered the devastation of paralysis. Party includes both live and silent auctions, hat contests, buffet, and bar. Tickets can be purchased through their website, nextstepschicago.org. Again, that's nextstepschicago.org. See you on May 6th.
I'm Andrea Darlis. Join me at the Orland Park Chamber of Commerce Orland Women's Networking Luncheon Tuesday, April 26th from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Silver Lake Country Club in Orland Park. We'll be talking about new media in the new millennium. For more information, contact the Orland Chamber at 708-349-2972 or Bonnie at orlandparkchamber.org.
Checking WGN Sports. Hawks visiting the Blues tomorrow in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Judd Surratt's got your pregame at 7 o'clock, the faceoff at 7:30 with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. Good news for both Chicago baseball teams today. Sox win, Cubs win, and the White Sox will travel tomorrow to Toronto to start a series there. Chris Sale will start for him. Cubs taking Monday off. They will start a home series against Milwaukee on Tuesday. In pro golf, the Valero Open in Texas, it was Charlie Hoffman finishing at 12 under. Beat the rest of the field by one stroke. It's his fourth PGA Tour victory. Checking WGN traffic, we've got a couple of accidents out there right now. A left lane blocked on westbound I-94 right before 79th Street, causing just minor delays there. Accident at Fullerton on the Kennedy Expressway, also causing some minor delays. Checking the travel times right now. We've got a slight delay on the inbound Kennedy from O'Hare to downtown. 22 minutes there. The reverse trip is 19 minutes. And on the Dan Ryan, that accident not causing any major delays there. Other than that, traffic is moving along at posted speeds on your area expressways and tollways. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, get down to about 56. On Monday, 40% chance of showers starting about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we have showers in the forecast through Monday night. Should get up to 71 degrees on Monday. On Tuesday, temperature falls again, mostly cloudy, breezy, high only near 47. Right now, the temperature is 70 at O'Hare, 79 at Midway and Blue Island, but only 55 along the lakefront, winds out of the east at 7. Next news, 7:30, or when news breaks, and at WGNRadio.com. I'm Roger Battish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Of course, like a lot of other people, I was going to say everyone, but I'm sure there were people who did not like Prince, but it's a little Let's Go Crazy, little tribute to the Purple One. There have been great, great things going on all over the country since word of his death came the other day at only 57 years old. That's, man. I don't care. Whatever comes out with the autopsy, whatever happened, 57 is way too young. So it's and definitely a musical influence on so many artists. I remember when Purple Rain came out, man, I loved the movie. I loved the soundtrack. I was listening to it the other day. Of course, people, you know, 1999 and all of his other music, whether he was Prince, whether he was the symbol, whether it was the artist formerly known as Prince, whether he was just a little teeny guy, whether it was Dave Chappelle playing him in a great sketch. There was a lot. Well, today, there was a service, a family and friends of Prince said a loving goodbye today, or yesterday rather, at a private ceremony. Prince was cremated. And I found a very interesting piece on CNN from some, psychologists about why we mourn the days that musicians die, especially someone who has had a big influence, why we start to feel that way. Now, I know, you know, I was really affected when Glenn Frey died not too long ago. I know a lot of my friends and a lot of people when David Bowie died, it was a huge thing. Cody, I know you were there was somebody who died recently that affected you. I know for me it was Robert Redford, too. Or not Robert Redford. When Paul Newman died, I got to turn you back up. There you go.
Hello.
Hi.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. So
not a musician. But
no, not a musician at all. But, and there was somebody else I remember you saying recently. But anyway, it's a whole big thing. And people, you've seen people putting up monuments, people having big dance parties. A friend of mine had a big dance party in town on Thursday night where people just gathered in the streets and blared music of Prince and they all danced. And outside the First Avenue Bar up in Minneapolis where Prince performed, you know, the site of where all the musical performances in Purple Rain happened, that bar, there's people still, you know, thousands of people just milling around. And I like that Chicago had the purple lights in some of the buildings the other night. And it's just, it's one of those things. It's really sad. But I wondered, you know, we wonder why we're affected this much. So, like I said, this was kind of neat. An outpouring of communal grief that we reserve especially for music superstars is what people are, you know, experts are saying this was. The chief professional officer at the American Counseling Association said, "Do people mourn celebrities differently than other people? Yes. And then we mourn singers even more differently. We identify with them. They become a part of us in a sense, a part of our family." And another sociologist said, "Singers that become the subject of mournathons," which I guess we're in the middle of now, right? A mournathon. Because everywhere you, I think that's a kind of callous term to put on it. But in reality, that's what it is. We're all, you know, all those fans are mourning. "Are those who have been around for a while and are quite famous," the sociologist said. "They are our quote-unquote intimate strangers. We may have been following them for decades, grown up with them. When they die, we mourn as if we knew them because they have been part of our lives." And that makes sense. You know, think about whether it was John Lennon or Elvis or Frank Sinatra or whatever artist you identified with, somebody you followed very closely, you were a huge fan of them for their whole life, and then they die and it's like, oh man, this is not good. And they compared it to 2009 when Michael Jackson died and people were in Times Square just gathering, watching the news feed come across, you know, the whatever, the not ticker tape, but the video board saying the King of Pop died dead at 50. People doing that, people going to the Apollo Theater doing all of this. According to the sociologist, music and emotions are connected, and music evokes emotion. Singers are connected deeply to our emotional life, and the popular music that tends to mean the most to us is the music of our youth. That's the time of our romantic and sexual awakening. Hello. So singers become part of our coming of age. Yeah, who doesn't remember the song that was playing when, you know, you ruined tuxedo pants for the rest of us? Yes, I said it. But I remember exactly. Is the Police Synchronicity. That was the album. And Omega Man was the song. Not the most romantic. You would think a guy like me, I'd have some romantic jams kicking. all the time, because my whole life is just one big erotic soundtrack. But no, that was not the case. But that was the music of, and even in high school with my first girlfriend, I remember a lot of our dates revolved around REO Speedwagon's High Infidelity. That was the, so when I hear any song from that, I can conjure up, you know, what it was like to have the first, you know, your first girlfriend and have those kind of feelings. And so I understand why we get connected to that. Cody, what music do you remember from your romantic life? What is the music?
Oh, my romantic life?
Sure, sure. Or music that, and well, I was going to say it can't be one of your gaming soundtracks, but if that's the music that influenced you, then by all means.
I mean, when last time I went to a Final Fantasy orchestra, I totally broke down crying
really?
For one of the songs. Because when I was a kid, yeah, I spent a lot of time in front of a game, and in video games, you loop the same song over and over. So I would literally spend hours listening to the same track, and then when there's like a big orchestral to do when you're an adult,
right.
I'm like, you know, it's cool. But so I get the connection of youth and music, and because I remember sitting in my, you know, my parents' basement when I was in second grade, and you know, just being like, everything's perfect. You know, you're a kid,
right?
Everything's safe, everything's nice. People cook for you. You don't have to.
They do your laundry.
Pay
they pay
taxes,
your bills.
Right.
You
yeah,
have
exactly.
to pay taxes.
It was like a relaxing, nice time, and I remember particular games, and I'm very strongly associate with the music from some of them.
Yeah, I know you go to a lot of those big symphonic orchestral things from
yeah.
video games, which, as somebody who's not a gamer, I didn't even realize that was a thing.
It's newer.
It's
much newer.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to ask Roger, because I can only imagine what he was listening to back in the day. I know. Well, I should say this was probably Roger's jam. Because Roger's OG.
Mm-hmm.
Roger is OG, so he was listening to a little Snoop Dogg Double G.
Play some more.
While he was
Come
getting,
on, man.
While
I'm
he
just getting
his
really
swerve
choked
on.
Up right now. Oh, God.
Is this your honeymoon?
Laid back. Oh, really? That was it. That was it.
I know.
That was it.
I didn't mean to get you all foggy up there, all choked up, but that's what's going on.
It was a wonderful time.
Was it Bobby Vinton? Who were you listening to? Who was the soundtrack of your young life? What music made the impression on you?
Wow.
Tito Puente?
I was into a lot of the Motown stuff.
Okay.
In high school.
Really?
That was, yeah, it was...
I just, every time I think of you getting your swerve on, I laugh. I don't know why that is. I can't picture you with your swerve on or off. I don't know if you have a swerve. I don't know where it would be if you had it.
All right, now, I didn't
So
meet,
it was Motown?
I did, yeah, it was major Motown with at the parties that
sure.
I went to, which weren't that many. In high school, maybe two or three.
Why were you not popular?
I was very geeky in high school.
Really?
I didn't go to, yes, seriously.
When did you get as cool as you are now?
I didn't know I was.
Well, I was.
But thank you for
bone.
The compliment.
You're welcome, sure.
No, but
hooking
you up. So college, I kind of blossomed a little bit.
Nice. Well, college is where we should all blossom.
A little Seals and Croft.
Oh, Summer Breeze.
Yeah, a little Seals and Croft.
Okay.
I'm
so that you hear little, that and it'll conjure up some memories.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, yeah,
it could,
yeah.
It
yeah,
could
yeah,
if I yeah. could remember anything.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice.
Maybe a little Crosby, Stills, and Nash, first album.
I have a question. I was raising my hand because I have a question.
Cody has a question.
You looked at me like, what are you doing?
Well, it looked like you had a spasm.
Because
you kind of like leapt out of your seat and your arm was in the air. I was like, oh, Cody's having a stroke.
I was
this
excited.
This is going to be weird. Because now I have to decide if I go and try to save him or if I continue to do the program until it's time to take a break.
Right.
You know. Which almost it would almost have coincided your... perhaps stroke. But what was it, what is your question, sir?
Wait, am I the only person that doesn't associate any songs with my romances that I've had? Like, I just... I've had
yes,
a couple...
Yes, you are the only person who doesn't associate music with your loves.
I never had, like, that song or that playlist I put on when I start to make out with a girl or something. And I feel like everybody else on the earth does.
Well, it's not... No, I didn't have, like, a mixtape ready to go, oh, yeah. Dude, hold on, baby. Then I dim the lights, and all of a sudden my leopard skin bed falls down from the...
Right.
It's a Pullman bed. It just drops out of the wall and starts spinning around because, of course, it's circular. And, no, it's not that. The disco ball. I didn't have a mixtape. But, like, you'll hear certain music moods. And it reminds you of a time in your life. There's certain songs that can do that and certain songs that, you know, when you meet somebody, like, Age of Don Henley's This Is the Age of the Innocents. That was a big song when I met my wife.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a big one. And I remember, like, tomorrow's our 24th anniversary, and I remember our first song that we danced to at our wedding. So that was a big, song.
See, we didn't.
You didn't dance?
Well, we had a judge ceremony in our house, in my folks' house.
Okay.
So we didn't, there was no dancing. It was just...
What are you, from Footloose? There was no dancing.
There was no dancing allowed.
That's against the
So we really didn't have... We just have music from the time periods, but there is one song when our daughter was born.
Yeah.
When we were out in Las Vegas.
Was it a Wayne Newton song? Was it Duncashane?
No.
Please tell me it was Duncashane.
It was Hall & Oates.
Oh, Maneater?
Nope. Sarah Smile.
I love that song.
And her name is Sarah, but with an H...
Okay.
And it's not, we didn't name her after the song.
Well, thankfully, they don't pronounce all the letters.
Sarah.
No, they don't do that.
So that's the only one that I really equate with an event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
See, when I think relationships, I don't think of, like, a song, you know, a place will come to mind, or a time, or a environment, or friends, or things, but in a setting. Now, the only... I have one relationship I kind of associate a song with because we met doing Oprah's Flash Mob on Michigan Avenue.
And it's funny, every time I hear that song, I equate it to your relationship as well. because I know that story, and I'm like, oh, this is a song Cody and that other one
went
to.
Yeah, exactly. But other than literally meeting at a Flash
Mob. Was that rude
mob,
to refer to her as that other one?
Well, I mean, she's not listening.
Who knows if she's even alive. I don't know. She may not be.
She's on Facebook. Could
have met a tragic end.
Wow.
I don't wish it on her. I'm just saying.
You're right. No, it's hypothetical.
I haven't kept up with her. Let's just put it that way.
No, me neither.
I don't have all your exes on speed dial.
Not on Rolodex?
No. I wish I had a Rolodex. I'd pretend I was some old-timey PR person. Let me get him on the horn, huh? Then I'd get a paper cut. Let's do this, and then we'll go back to some of this. And listen, to Cody's question, is there a song, and I think you had it backwards, I don't think you think of the relationship and then a song pops to mind. I think for most people, they hear a song and it reminds them of the event. It's not the other way around. You know, if I were to think of our wedding, I would think of a million different things before the song. But if I hear that song, it immediately transports me back that this is the first dance song, or this is the song I was, you know, I listened to after something good happened or something bad happened or when I was doing this or that. That's the way it goes.
Sure.
So we'll get to more of the sociology talk, and you can always jump in. 312-981-7200. More of this on the other side. It's WGN.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Go!
There's a new job to do. It's time to do it.
The Playoffs. Play here. WGN Radio.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80/20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Join WGN Radio and enjoy Lakeshore Drive, car-free and carefree. It's MB Bike the Drive, Sunday, May 29th, and it only happens once a year. Go to mbfinancial.com/bike to find out how to get a free ride.
With Chicago Tribune Sports Plus, you can relive the best moments of the game anytime you want. Start your 30-day trial at chicagotribune.com/sportsplus. /sportsplus. I'll give you that RQ again. I like this song a lot. From Purple Rain soundtrack, I Would Die For You. Talking about Prince, talking about how we mourn singers because of the influence that they had on our lives. And Archie's been holding on. He wants to jump in. 312-981-7200. Hi, Archie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, thanks.
Hey, it's like, I have a story to tell because I grew up in music and I play guitar. I learned to play guitar like, 12 years old.
Okay.
And everything, and I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, and I went through all the 80s craze and all of that, and Prince was one of the people that I just could not stand.
Okay.
I just could not stand it, and I thought that he was just this total, really kind of lip-syncy, kind of fakey guy.
Oh, wow.
And I went through my whole life disliking him, just completely disliking him because I didn't think he was real.
Right, which couldn't have been further from the truth.
It really could not have been. And what really turned me was the 2006-2007 Super Bowl halftime performance.
Right.
I was sitting there watching that game with intensity, and it was like it was a really kind of a great moment for me. Up until after Devin Hester ran back that kickoff for a touchdown, and then it was kind of all over.
Right. But anyway, it started out great, and then things turned bad quick.
Yeah, the halftime show. And watching this guy, actually seeing him perform for the first time before my eyes, really kind of turned things around for me. I was like looking at this. I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
How wrong could I have been?
Yeah, that performance was unbelievable when he's standing up there and it's
really
raining and he's playing and he just keeps – it was great. It was great. Archie, I'm glad you came around. I'm glad you saw the light on Prince. Thanks for the call. Yeah, a lot of – when he first came out, a lot of people didn't know what to make of him. But – and we use the word genius a lot, so it almost has lost its meaning. But you look at a guy who – not only could play every instrument, not only wrote his own music, wrote music for other people, produced, had an influence on so many artists that came after him. You got to say he was a genius, and hopefully we find out what's going on. So let's real quick back to this. We're talking about, but I have to read this. I made out with my first love to the single Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. That's from Scott. That is a beautiful romantic ballad. And somebody quoting Fast Times at Ridgemont High, always side B on Led Zeppelin 4. That's Remember Damone. That was his advice. Whenever possible, this is side B of Led Zeppelin 4. All right. And so all of this, all of our mourning over singers is what they call classic conditioning. A song gets paired with specific memories and specific times you may not have thought of for years. Then the singer dies, and all of a sudden those memories come flooding back. And that's what's happening to a lot of us this week as we mourn the loss of Prince. Let's do this. Then it's news time on WGN.
When was the last time that someone did something nice for you without expecting anything in return? At Random Acts of Flowers Chicago, volunteers repurpose flowers, create beautiful bouquets, and deliver them to unsuspecting recipients in hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and rehab centers. Sometimes it only takes a small gesture to remind us that even when life is the most difficult, we are not alone. Together, we can make Chicago a safer, kinder, and healthier place. One bouquet, one act of kindness, one life at a time. To make a donation to Random Acts of Flowers or learn more about how you can help, go to rafchicago.org or call 847-430-4751. Thank you.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Statistically, 1% of African Americans give blood in the United States. In an emergency, hospitals need blood. There is a blood shortage. It isn't because you are an African American. It's because there is a blood shortage. It's time for African Americans to show up and give blood to replenish the supply that is so desperately needed. We can change these statistics. We can help make sure that there is blood available when we need it. The American Red Cross Blood Mobile will be at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, 4701 South King Drive, Chicago, on Sunday, May 1st, from noon until 5 p.m. Details are available at www.redcross.org, code JFS. That's www.redcross.org, code JFS.
Experience My Austrian, the award-winning airline that gets flying right. Go to WGNradio.com/contests and enter for your chance to win a round-trip non-stop flight for two with My Austrian from Chicago to Vienna, Austria's charming capital city with warm hospitality.
On the other side of the news, it's that time of year when seniors in high school are going crazy over their senior pictures. I don't get it. We'll talk about it on the other side. It is 7:30 on 720 WGN. Time for the news. This report is sponsored by Rogers Roofing. I didn't know Roger was moonlighting. I thought the news business was enough, but obviously Rogers Roofing is paying for this newscast. Here's Roger Batters.
One pit bull was killed, another wounded Sunday afternoon after residents called police to say the dogs were chasing people in the Englewood neighborhood. Happened in the 7,000 block of South Aberdeen. Officer shot one of the dogs, injuring it. The other got away but was found later in the 7,000 block of South Carpenter and was shot dead. U.S. will significantly increase its presence in a Mideast country beset by civil war. Senior administration officials says President Obama's decided to send up to 250 military personnel to Syria to help local forces fighting the Islamic State group. Prosecutors say a suburban Chicago pastor has been charged with sexually abusing a child at his church in North Aurora. King County State's Attorney's Office says the 39-year-old Raphael Robinson of Aurora is charged with one count of criminal sexual assault and a count of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus Brown Chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Seniors, want to learn how to avoid fraud? Looking for tips to declutter your home? Dreaming of living in the home you love for years to come? The Main Street Organization of Realtors will host a free senior expo in Arlington Heights on May 5th, covering topics that include fraud protection and prevention, simple steps to aging in place, decluttering, and a look at the housing market. For more information, visit MainStreetSeniorExpo.com.
It's Mr. Fix-It.
With Misericordia's annual Candy Days fundraiser coming up on April 29th and 30th, I'm getting a jump start and asking you for a little bit of help. Join me in meeting my goal of $5,000. Any size donation will go towards helping 600 children and adults with disabilities live their lives with love, purpose, and dignity. No donation is too small. Please help by visiting WGNradio.com/events today. Thank you.
Checking WGN Sports, this is it. Tomorrow night, Blackhawks, St. Louis Blues, seventh game of the playoff series. Pregame at 7 with Judd Surratt, face-off 7:30 with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. In baseball, White Sox beating Texas over itself 4-1. Cubs shutting out Cincinnati 9-0, taking 3 out of 4 games from them on the road. On Monday, Sox will travel to Toronto. It's a night game. Cubs taking the day off tomorrow. They will open up a home series against Milwaukee on Tuesday. At the Valero Open in Texas, Charlie Hoffman finishes at 12-under par. For the win, it's his 4th PGA Tour victory. Checking WGN traffic, we're seeing no major delays on the area expressways or tollways right now. On the inbound Kennedy from the airport downtown, 21 minutes, 18 minutes on the reverse side. On the inbound Dan Ryan from the Bishop Ford to downtown, 17 minutes, 14 minutes going back the other way. And everything else looking pretty good in Indiana. The Indiana Toll Road I-90 from State Line Toll Plaza to I-65, 17 minutes, 16 minutes on that reverse trip. And we've got another accident, this one westbound I-94 blocking the left lane right before Stony Island. Traffic just slowing up just a little bit, but not causing any major delays at this time. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. We're getting down to 56 tonight. Windy conditions, partly cloudy. That's making way for some rain tomorrow afternoon, which we should have rain through the nighttime hours on Monday. And also getting up to 71 degrees tomorrow. But then on Tuesday, the high only expected at 47. As the rain goes away, we have mostly cloudy skies Tuesday and breezy conditions. Temperatures right now, 70 at O'Hare, 79 Midway, 74 Valparaiso, 55 along the lakefront. Winds out of the east at 7. The barometer is falling at 29.80. Next news at 8 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Friday noon on 720 WGN inside the Allstate Showcase Studio. Still a lot of activity on Michigan Avenue. We always like to see that. We like activity. We like Michigan Avenue. We like the summertime. First, broke out the lawnmower and the weed whacker today for the first lawn work of the season. And I realized that now I've got months of this ahead. So I was happy because I always like getting the first one done. I had let it go probably a week more than I wanted to, but my backyard is in such disarray because of the dogs. One of my dogs, I think, is, I don't know what his deal is. She's trying to dig out. She's trying to dig her way out of the
tunneling.
Dog.
Yeah.
She is tunneling. I was going to say, perhaps she's part Viet Cong. I don't know what she's. She may be VC. She's inside. She's inside the chain. She's inside the perimeter, and she's trying to tunnel out because there's holes everywhere. We had moved the picnic table off the patio and put it up along the house and covered it for the winter.
Okay.
You know? And I had never noticed during the winter that there had been anything moved on the cover. I'd see it. It was still there all the way down to the ground, secured on the legs of the table.
Right.
Well, last week, I uncovered the table and brought it back to the patio. All underneath, completely dug out, like down to the foundation of the house. Then there's big holes in the middle of the yard. I saw her start a new hole over by the tree the other day. Yesterday, I shoveled all the dirt back into the hole along the house.
Mm-hmm.
Scraped it all off, put it all back in. Came out today to cut the grass. All the dirt was back out of the hole.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. She's, I don't know what I'm going to do with her.
Ooh.
I think I have to maybe put boots on her or big mittens so she can't
Booties.
Dig. Because she's not trying to bury anything.
She just likes digging.
Yeah, and it's not like she's a puppy. She's four or something. So I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to get Steve Dell on the blower. Find out what's going on.
There you go.
Because this is insanity. I can't do this. I try to keep the yard not even pristine. Because you know if you have dogs, your yard's always going to be a little bit torn up.
Of course.
Unless you keep the dogs in a little tiny area, which I don't want to do. That's why you have a yard.
You got big dogs, don't you?
Well, the big one doesn't dig. The big one's too old to do much. He goes out, takes care of business, lays in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. The other one, she's still 40 pounds, 45 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But, she goes out and she'd stay out all day if I let her. But she's laying in the sun and then I look out and I see her and it's like a cartoon. Her butt's straight up in the air and her front paws are digging and dirt's flying everywhere. I'm like, no, what are you doing?
Well, you know what? I'll make you bet.
Huh?
I'll make you bet. She's chasing something.
All over?
Yes.
What is she chasing?
Something
under?
I want to say this.
What is tunneling in my yard?
I want to say it.
Gophers?
Nope.
Squirrels?
Nope.
Rodents?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
What kind of rodents?
Rat rodents.
In the yard? Where do the rats come from?
Oh, please. Do you know that...
I do not live in squalor.
Remember last year, I had to get rid of my garden.
Yeah.
Because we had rats coming out of... We've been there over 30 years. Never had a rat problem. And the city came out, and then a private rat killer person came out.
Well, like the guy from Jaws?
Yes.
He's just sitting in the back of your yard, just drumming his fingers on the table.
Just laying out a little
I can
chug,
take care of that rat. You know? I can get that rat for you. It'll cost you.
But they told me, because they went all the way down the street, you know, through the alley and looking into the backyards, and the rats had tunneled all the way through the entire block, not only in the backyards, but under the garages.
She's digging by the garage, too.
And you could have some, if you've got some loose cement, look in the garage. If you have some loose cement on the floor that looks like maybe something has chipped away at it, because they will chip away at weak cement to get up in to areas where there might be something. Now, they have not tunneled in our area. They haven't tunneled under the alley to get to the other side where they have a housing project, apparently. I've taken pictures of that one.
Okay.
You know.
The rat tunnels or the housing
tunnels
project?
There's like 30 rat holes. In one little garden section.
Now,
on
I haven't seen any rat holes in the yard. I've just seen these giant...
But they wouldn't necessarily be coming up if you've got the dog out there going after them. All That's right. the thing.
Well, of course, the texters are always good for my psyche. Rats live 8 inches under the soil. Somebody else saying it's moles. They burrow in the winter. And somebody saying Rottweilers smell them. So other dogs might smell them as well.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, this is good. So we may be infested. But there's none in the house. So that's
no, you won't
news.
Find them in the house. But
they're going to be out.
Check
out
down
what
the
are you eating?
And these
as we talk about rats and digging, you're having a sandwich?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well, you can't chime in until your mouth is empty. I can't have that kind of thing. We can't have people talking with their mouth full. Cody, go up and tell Roger the policy on talking with your mouth full on this program.
Yeah, because that's not the pot calling the kettle black.
I do not talk with my mouth full.
No, if I said that to him.
That's what I'm saying. You've been chastised for breaking that rule.
This is what I'm saying. I can't go up and tell him not to do it. This is the pot calling the kettle black.
Okay, I'm all
it?
Done.
All right.
I'm all done.
Oh, and
I'm
now somebody's texting in that John Cass had a column today about dog breeds that are rat killers.
Ooh.
What? So now I'm going to have to hire... This is going back... Listen.
Rent
you know
dog.
What? I got to go... Who was the alderman we talked about last week who was going to get the coyotes to eat the rat? Maybe I need a coyote.
Yeah.
But then the coyote would eat my dogs. So this is not going to work out.
No.
Maybe I put my dogs in coyote costumes and they start getting... If in fact, that's okay. Now, I can't... Hopefully, my wife's not listening, because if she hears this...
Uh-oh.
That it may be the dog is digging... Somebody else said that they're bored or high. So
what?
I don't think my dog is high. There could be a chance she's bored.
Wait, did you get medical marijuana for that one?
No. The dog, her eyesight is fine.
Okay.
She is lazy, but I don't think it's pot-induced laziness.
No.
But if I dress the dog as a coyote,
mm-hmm.
maybe...
You think maybe, it'll scare the rats?
Well, I don't... Listen, oh, just the thought of a rat in my... Yeah. Now I'm going to be on constant patrol.
When you go down the alley, just like... Hang out in the, you know, at the back
gate.
We're
gonna hang out in the alley. No.
At the back gate. Where are your garbage cans in the back gate?
Yeah, just
right.
There
okay.
in the alley.
So kind of stand back there, and just during the day, because these rats nowadays are not afraid of anything. They will cross the alley in the middle of the day in bright sunshine, and they won't even be racing. They'll just kind of just casually go across and just look to see if there's any walking across during the day.
I don't want casual rats just lingering in
Very
my alley.
Very casual. Well, they got to look around, seeing you know where their next meal is coming from. But when I drive into my parking lot,
yeah,
I'll pull in and middle of the day, I see one or two just running across.
See, I don't want to think I live where there are rats. I know I'm wrong. I know I'm naive. I don't want to think about that. But now I have. If that's one of the reasons, could be my dog's just nuts.
That too.
I'll live in denial and think the dog's just insane. But. So somebody says, I told you before, spearmint. Rats don't like the smell. Order essential oil of spearmint. And then what, dab it all around the yard?
Kind of, yeah, just
What if I just give my dog some juicy fruit? or double mint and let them chew gum.
Teach the dogs to chew gum. The holes.
Yeah, just go and breathe all over the yard. Would that work?
You know, take it and probably put it in a solution and spray it around the yard. You'll have the best smelling lawn in the
That's
whole neighborhood.
Fine. I just got to figure out. Now I got to figure out if there's rats. So do I have to tunnel for them or the dogs?
No.
Well, and there's nothing you can do, right? If they're in the neighborhood, they're in the neighborhood.
That's true.
Because I know dog waste is in a tractor. I keep the yard clean. I keep the yard clean of that. That's not.
But if you hear Steve Dale, he's saying that that's like one of the lowest things on the list for rats.
All right. What are they like? Filet, then dog poop?
Yeah.
Is that the hierarchy of needs?
It's
Maslow's hierarchy of rat chow?
Something like that.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I told you I was going to talk about senior pictures. Maybe we'll do that later. We'll get into this because since we'll be focusing on rats and waste and all of that, controversial study. If you go into the restroom and you use one of those electric dryers, you will be terrified. I'm already terrified because now I think my whole house is just sitting precariously on top of a rat's nest, and now we're going to scare you in the bathroom as well. So this is, man, we're taking an odd turn on this program. But why not? It's WGN.
We'll make Monday better with hero firefighters in the studio.
And the Blackhawks conversation is not quite over yet.
We celebrate a fantastic team.
Rokan together with Anna DeMontis tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Stora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The 2016 NFL Draft.
On April 28th, Pro Football brings its draft to Chicago. Football stars of tomorrow descend on Grant Park, and some of them will walk out as Chicago Bears. I'll be counting down the top 15 players available.
The NFL picks its stars here, and our Adam Hoge is on it. Adam Hoge's Big Board.
Hear it every morning at 7 on the Steve Cochran Show.
Brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Hi, I'm Andrea Darlis. Join me as we explore Greece for 10 beautiful days in September. We'll drink ouzo in the Plaka in Athens, tour the historic Parthenon, and walk along the Acropolis. I'll make sure you eat, think, and dance Greek all week long. It's a trip you'll never forget, all for under $4,000. For more information, contact Steve Bertrand at 847-606-6065. Find out more at WGNradio.com/events. Opa!
Education can change lives. ORT provides a future for needy students throughout the world, serving more than 300,000 students a year with programs in over 50 countries, including the Chicago ORT Technical Institute here in Skokie. You can help support the Chicago region of ORT America by contributing your gently used clothing, household goods, and furniture to its two resale shops located in Highland Park and Evanston. Remember, an investment in ORT is an investment in the future.
Join me, Ro Khan, for a Chicago Derby Party presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka at Howells & Hood, Saturday, May 7th. It all starts at 3, sip a double row 7, enjoy a live broadcast, and the best 2 minutes in sports. Details at WGNradio.com/events.
Every child has the right to a safe childhood, free of violence and neglect. That's why communities all across Illinois observe Child Abuse Prevention Month each April. We all play a part in making sure kids are safe and families are supported. If you see something, say something. Signs of abuse include unexplained bruises or broken bones. Signs of neglect include inadequate food, poor hygiene, or lack of supervision. The earlier a child gets help, the greater chance they have to heal. To learn more, visit dcfs.illinois.gov. To report child abuse or neglect, call 1-800-25-ABUSE.
Karen Conti will be joining us after 8 o'clock. She will be answering your legal questions, so start formulating them now, won't you? And then get them in at 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. A lot of good advice coming in on the text line with the spearmint spray, and somebody else said take some cinnamon sticks, put them in your yard if they're nibbled on their rats. Somebody said the dog is just bored, and I quickly Googled dog boredom because... Because what else? And excessive digging is one of the signs of boredom.
Wow.
So now I have to figure out why my dog is bored and what to do about it. You know, we'll take her for more walks, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's one way. And then it says buy her board games. I don't know what. I've got to do other things.
Puzzles. Coloring things.
Sure, coloring books.
Yeah.
I've got to, you know, do something. I thought she had the other dog. I thought the two of them would keep each other company, but the old one, he doesn't want anything to do with anybody.
Oh.
He's not bored. He knows he's got a good life.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to lay around, get fed, go outside, loll about. She obviously needs more mental stimulation. So mm-hmm. now I'm gonna have to figure out how to mentally stimulate my dog, which is just another thing I have on my list that
there
I don't know. Just more on the plate.
Yep.
Do you have to stimulate your dog mentally, Roger?
Rufus, you know, feed him, walk him, give him a place to sleep.
That's
and
it.
And that's it.
Yeah. See, that should be. They should be.
See, we've had a problem when we got him at the shelter. We found out that he didn't really get along well with other dogs.
Oh.
Even though he was kind of already trained when we got him, but we had to go through some additional training because he would just pull at the leash whenever he would see another dog.
Okay.
And so we have to be very careful about when we take him out because he still wants to go running after other dogs, and he's actually bitten one. So
that's not good?
No. So we try. He's a house dog. We don't even have a backyard for him to go into, so he stays inside. Our son walks him for like an hour when he's able to walk him. I take him around the block, boom, that's it. You're done. You don't finish, tough, you know?
Well, the thing with us is, like, the old dog can't really walk that far anymore.
Okay.
And she can. She'll walk forever, which I guess we're going to have to just start walking him separately because I feel the old one wants to go. He sees the leash. He's still got that young spirit, but his body has betrayed him, and so he can't make it. All right. I am a fan, since I've seen them the first time, those Dyson blade hand dryers in the bathrooms, you know, the high-powered ones where you stick your hands in. It's like some weird Star Trek space-age deal, and as you pull them out, this high-powered jet of air supposedly strips the water right off your hand, and they emerge miraculously dry and lovely.
Love those.
Yes, and it's supposed to protect the environment. It's supposed to be hygienic. It's supposed to be so much better than paper. Oh, my goodness.
And they work better than those other ones that you have to hit the button with your elbow.
Right. Yeah, those never worked.
No.
Those are always pants. You always go on your pants.
Right.
And when you dry your hands on your pants, you go front or back? I always
side.
On the side? See, I go back.
Back.
I go
really?
Back. I go
it's front. Then it looks like you.
Right. Then it looks like you're a little incontinent.
Mm-hmm.
Like your diaper leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Like your man who went commando when he shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
All those analogies. That's what. What's that look for?
There's no. I'm agreeing. I'm in violent agreement.
Well, high-powered hand dryers spread 60 times more germs than standard air dryers,
what?
According to new research.
I knew this.
What do you mean you knew this?
You
were the guy who was just like, I love those. I love those.
No, I don't love those.
No, you said, Roger said I love those.
Roger said
I love those.
I don't love those.
You don't love
the
blades?
They don't, no, I mean, they're cool, but they don't eliminate as many germs as wiping.
Well, they're hot enough.
Well,
a lot hotter than the other ones.
Mm-mm. No, it's saying it spreads more germs, not leaves more germs.
Ooh.
Spreads more germs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the test involving the Dyson Air Blades, which, again, I am fond of, also found that they spread 1,300 times more bacteria than standard paper towels. Oh, my goodness. As you can imagine, the people at Dyson, not happy with this study. They're actually...
You think?
Well, they're not. They responded strongly. We'll get to their response momentarily. University of Westminster researchers carrying out the research dipped their hands into water containing a harmless virus. Then they dried their hands with either a Dyson Air Blade, a standard hot air dryer, or a paper towel. According to their findings, the Dyson's dryer 430-mile-per-hour blast of air are capable of spreading viruses up to 3 meters across the bathroom. So it's just like,
wow.
According to this study. But it's science. Well, it'll all become clear, I think. The standard dryer spreads viruses 75 centimeters, and the hand towels only 25 centimeters. Cody throwing his hands up like, mic drop, that's it, my point is proven. Listen, I know it's bad for the trees, I still like a nice paper towel. Because then, jump shot to sink it on the way out. Doesn't matter if I'm in a public bathroom, my own bathroom.
You jump shot your paper towels?
Sure, why not?
In public restrooms?
Yeah.
Like around people?
Well, that's how do you drive to the rack?
Makes it more
challenging.
There's
nobody in there, yeah. Some little kid, some old man, some rando just hanging around in the bathroom. I'll drive to the hoop.
And if the kid's moving, tough, no foul.
Right. If there's somebody there, I will drive to the hoop. If I'm alone, I go for the three-pointer. I Steph Curry it from somewhere between the sink and the urinals.
Ooh.
I try to drop it in.
Wow. What is Cody looking like?
I don't know how to react to this.
I'm always amazed when things shock him. After all the years we've worked together, It always amazes me when all of a sudden he goes, yeah, that's too far.
Well, I've never heard the phrase drive to the rack in my life. I thought you were talking about going shopping. Like going to the rack of shirts at the Gap.
No. Take it to the rack.
I've never heard that.
All right. Well, listen. In the paint? I post up in the paint?
No, what does that mean?
All right. Boy, you no basketball knowledge?
Nope.
All right.
If it's not a video game, a shoot-em-up video game.
Shmup.
He doesn't know.
All right. Well, in 2014, a similar study by researchers from the University of Leeds found that I got a feeling these British schools have something against Dyson. That's what I got a feeling maybe he didn't fund a program. Found that airborne germ counts were 27 times higher around jet air dryers. That was a great Steve Miller song, wasn't it? Big old jet air dryer. In comparison with the air around paper towel dispensers. Research lead, Professor Mark Wilcox. I would love to that's the kind of research we need to do. Let's see how the hair dryer spreads diseases. Next time you dry your hands in a public toilet using an electric hair dryer, you may be spreading bacteria without knowing it. You may also be splattered with bugs from other people's hands. Where are those people putting their hands? This sounds like what we talked about the germs in the gym. All right. Let me tell you who funded this study. And then we'll be able to see if it's the European Tissue Symposium. Founded this study. Well. Drive to the hoop. That's right. European Tissue Symposium. As you can imagine, as I mentioned, Dyson not happy. They said at the time the research was commissioned by the paper towel industry, and it's flawed. They have tested glove-covered hands, which have been contaminated with unrealistically high levels of bacteria and not washed. In February of this year, Dyson released a video on its YouTube channel hitting back. It claims that paper towels are more hygienic than its hand dryers. In it, the company claimed that paper towels contain large communities of culturable bacteria. Yeah, but that's only after you dry your hands with them. That's why I don't wash my hands.
Seems smart.
Yeah,
in,
sure.
In a public.
No, ever.
Oh.
No, I've become very, like, now when I leave, after we talked about that study a few weeks ago with all the germs on the weights and stuff at the gym.
Right.
Now the minute I go to my locker and get dressed, I go to the hand sanitizer, and I'm scrubbing up as I'm leaving the gym. Then I get home, and I wash my hands again, and I'm like, because every time I'm lifting, all I'm thinking of is, man, my hands are now coated with everybody's funk. It's almost as bad as wearing rented pants.
You can wear those fingerless gloves and then look like a biker when you go into the gym.
You know what you look like when you wear those fingerless gloves? A tool. That's what you look like in the gym. I love watching. And I see, and this is going to sound sexist. I understand why some women would wear them. Not the women who are really serious bodybuilders. The serious bodybuilders I don't see wearing the gloves. I see the people who dabble wearing the gloves. It's like that Tina Fey commercial where she's in the sporting goods store just buying everything because she thinks it's cool. I think people start at the gym and they buy all this gear and they go, well, I need the fingerless gloves. Now, I have calluses all over my hands. And not because I'm a working man, because everybody knows I'm soft. It's because I don't wear fingerless gloves at the gym. So it appears that I may have working man hands. And yet, all I'm working at is, you know, an inclined bench press. Karen Conti on the other side of the news on WGN.
Wishball, the signature fundraising gala for Make-A-Wish Illinois, is coming to Navy Pier Saturday evening, May 21st, featuring headlining comedian Paul Reiser. This not-to-be-missed event makes it possible to enrich the lives of children with life-threatening medical conditions. Celebrate the 30th anniversary of Make-A-Wish with stunning views from Navy Pier's Grand Ballroom. There's cocktails, dinner, dancing, and live and silent auctions. For more info or to buy tickets, visit illinois.wish.org/wishball or call 312-602-WISH.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show. Sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
I'm Andrea Darlis. Join me at the Orland Park Chamber of Commerce Orland Women's Networking Luncheon Tuesday, April 26th from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Silver Lake Country Club in Orland Park. We'll be talking about new media in the new millennium. For more information, contact the Orland Chamber at 708-349-2972 or Bonnie at orlandparkchamber.org.
On the evening of Friday, May 6th, join Next Steps for their prelude to the Derby Party at Venue 1 in the West Loop. Proceeds benefit Next Steps, which provides cutting-edge physical rehabilitation to those who've suffered the devastation of paralysis. Party includes both live and silent auctions, hat contests, buffet, and bar. Tickets can be purchased through their website, nextstepschicago.org. Again, that's nextstepschicago.org. See you on May 6th.
Steve Cochran.
Getting up really early?
If I didn't have to, I wouldn't do it either.
Don't worry, you can catch all of my show each and every day in handy podcast form. Learn more at WGNRadio.com or call me at home.
School may be out for the day, but that doesn't mean learning has to stop. This is Cinda Klickna, president of the Illinois Education Association. Student success depends on learning in and out of the classroom. So after that school bell rings, practice math on the way home with your child. Talk about the latest news and take time to read together every night. Student success is a team effort.
A message from the Illinois Education Association.
Karen Conti is going to join me on the other side of the news, and she will be answering what? Yes, your legal questions. So get them in, 312-981-7200. That's the phone and the text. A couple coming in already. The more, the merrier, and the earlier, the better. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. This news is sponsored by Fog You Mold. Fog You Mold. It is 8 o'clock with the news. Roger Badish.
Cloudy and 70 at O'Hare. Chicago police say yesterday's gun buyback at St. Sabina's Church helped take hundreds of guns off the street. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has a message for criminals as gun-related deaths this year in Chicago climbed more than New York and L.A. combined.
Those individuals either come on board, turn your lives around, or we're going to bring everything we have at our disposal to come at them.
Johnson went on to say gun buyback events are a crucial tool in the battle against gun violence. Officials in rural Ohio are trying to gather clues leading to a suspect in the execution-style slayings of 8 members of the same small-town family in Pike County. Police now say the killings were well thought out and planned ahead of time. It appears the killer or killers knew what they were doing. They took steps to cover their tracks. ABC's Alex Perez has details from Piketon, Ohio.
With the clock ticking, authorities are making a plea to the public for tips to track down a cold-blooded killer. Investigators working round the clock, but so far no arrest. Police revealing that 3 of the 4 crime scenes had marijuana grow operations, but no word on whether they're linked to the murders.
ABC's Alex Perez, a senior administration official, confirms that President Obama will announce in Germany tomorrow that he's sending more U.S. forces to Syria. ABC's Arlette Sains reports.
President Obama is set to announce he's sending up to 250 additional military personnel to Syria to help local forces fight ISIS. The added military presence will include a mix of special operations forces and support personnel. This could bring the total number of U.S. military personnel in Syria to 300. Last October, the president directed the Pentagon to send 50 special operations forces to the country. The president will discuss the step during remarks at the Hanover Messe Fairgrounds. Arlette Sines, ABC News, traveling with the president in Germany.
And you don't always think of the NFL and the environmental movement together, but the organization's been going green for years. And while in Chicago next week, we'll do the same. WGN's Veronica Carter has details.
Spokesman Jack Grohl says a lot of food and beverages that would otherwise be wasted is donated to food pantries and all the ads you see around town.
You're going to see a lot of banners. You'll see a lot of signs going up, fence decor and everything going up. Well, that stuff we retrieve afterwards and we donate it to local organizations that can, you know, repurpose it and reuse it somehow.
They're restoring a wildlife area at Montrose Point on Lake Michigan on Tuesday and installing new beehives on Chicago Department of Aviation property so they can pollinate flowers around the city. Veronica Carter, WGN News.
We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks and the Blues. Tomorrow night in St. Louis, Game 7 of the playoff. Pre-game's at 7 with Judd Surratt, face-off 7:30. John Weideman and Troy Murray on the call on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. In baseball, White Sox over Texas 4-1. It was the Cubs shutting out Cincinnati. Tomorrow, Sox will go on the road, taking a trip to Toronto for a series. They've got a night game up there. Cubs get Monday off, and they will start a home series on Tuesday against Milwaukee at the Valero Open in Texas. Charlie Hoffman beats a packed finished group, beats them by one stroke at 12-under. Going into the 18th hole on the final round, he was tied at 11-under, and he birdied. And it's his fourth PGA Tour victory. Let's check WGN traffic. Actually, everything's looking pretty good out on the expressways and roadways, highways right now. We do have an accident blocking the right lane on westbound I-90 right before Bussey Road. Just minor delays there. Everything else looking pretty good. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, getting down to 56 tonight under partly cloudy skies, windy conditions. Tomorrow we've got rain in the afternoon, should go all the way through the evening and overnight hours Monday night into Tuesday, and getting up to 71 degrees tomorrow. But on Tuesday, the rain will end and the temperatures will drop. Our high on Tuesday expected only at 47. Right now, 67 at O'Hare and Skokie, 78 at Midway, 54 along the lakefront, winds out of the east at 7. Next news 8:30 or when news breaks, and at WGNRadio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Sunday night on WGN after the 8 o'clock news. You know what that means. Karen Conti comes in and joins me, and she answers your legal questions. 312-981-7200 is how you get a hold of us and how you get the kind of legal advice you can only get here with Karen Conti. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Brian?
I am dandy. What a beautiful day, huh?
It was a beautiful day. I was preparing for trial all weekend. I missed
I missed out on all the fun out there. But I was staring out the window over the Viagra Triangle, watching all the people sipping wine and riding their bikes and walking their dogs, and I hate them all.
Right. But they were out spending money. You were inside making money.
Okay.
You
all
got
right,
to,
all
a right. brother got to get paid, even if it's a sister getting paid. So, yeah, it's hard to work on days like this. And, like, you, attorneys, sometimes, and a lot of other people, well, me too, we all, you know, you got a day like this on the weekend and other people are out having fun, and you're like, oh, I got
to
work.
You know, when
but
you go
you
to
do?
Trial, Brian, it's like final exam time.
Yeah.
You are cramming. I mean, not to say that you're not prepared before. You are, but you've got so much to do. You can't do enough. You want to make sure you cover all the bases. You're preparing your clients. You got exhibits and you're reading everything and you're thinking about the case and you wake up in the morning just breathing the case.
Right.
And it's like all consuming. But it's actually, once you're there at the trial, it's fun.
Is it anything like we see in the movies or TV where the night before the attorney is pacing around their place practicing their opening statement or at the end of the closing statement and they've got, you know, everybody's on the phone and there's flurries of last minute things happening?
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing that is not true about the movies is there are usually no surprises.
Okay.
I mean, when you do discovery and, you know, take depositions and all that, there's no surprise witnesses. There are no surprise pieces of evidence normally. But you never know what's going to happen on the stand when people get up there and start lying or forgetting or whatever. And that's always fun. And it's fun to have to be on your toes to catch them in those lies or those misstatements and then try to, you know, influence the judge or jury.
And I'm sure this has happened to you, but you anticipate someone is going to say something, or even somebody that you may have helped, you know, get their testimony ready and prepare. And is coach the wrong word?
They don't like that word, coach. But, I mean, what you're doing is you're preparing that person.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with me saying to my witness, my client, here's what I'm going to ask you. What is your answer?
Okay.
And so I ask them. And, you know, and I mean, I don't tell them what to say. If I can have them say it in a way that's a little more persuasive, as long as it's consistent with the truth, I can ask them if this would be accurate.
Okay.
But I generally don't even do that because I want the witness to tell the truth and I want the witness to tell the truth in their words.
Okay.
Because I think judges and juries can pick up when someone has
right.
been coached and when someone is saying something that's not consistent with their mentality.
And what happens when you do get in that situation where you've been preparing your client or you know what the person you're going to be cross-examining is their story and then all of a sudden it changes?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, if it's your client, that's bizarre. And that doesn't happen because I'm usually very prepared.
Okay.
And I usually say to my client, you know, tell me the bad. I want right. to know the bad because if it comes out, I want to be prepared for it. The worst thing is lying to me.
Yeah.
Or lying to anyone because I can deal with bad facts. I can't deal with lies.
Okay.
That's always the case. Now, it happens on the other side that I have to be prepared to impeach, which means to take inconsistent statements that may have been made in other proceedings right. or in other depositions or maybe in court or in the pleadings that they filed. And I have to find those very quickly and say, didn't you say this on another day? You've seen this in
sure.
trials. And
oh, yeah.
it really is effective because people don't like witnesses who change their testimony.
Do you want to start with the Dennis Hastert story or the most unusual legal question that I think we've had since we've been doing this together?
We've got to do most unusual, don't
right.
we?
I
most unusual
so.
For 200, Alex.
All right. Legal question, ... I took in a massage from a reputable salon. The female masseuse did okay at first, but then began to literally dig her fingernails into my neck to the point of drawing blood. As she was doing this, she began to mumble how all men are bad and evil. I told the front desk, and they said she's kind of crazy. Could I have gone to the police? She shouldn't be giving massages.
That is one.
That
strange.
Wins, right?
That really wins.
That wins the most unusual question.
You consent to a massage. You consent
right.
to someone digging into your back and to pounding on your back. But you don't consent to someone who's intentionally trying to harm you. And that is just battery.
Yeah.
That's civil battery. It's criminal battery. And what you should do, and I assume that when you've got your clothes off or whatever, or a lot of clothes taken off, you're kind of feeling like, it's kind of embarrassing. Get up and what are you doing and run
yeah.
away. I mean, people feel like they're stuck there, but I think, you know, you should make a report. I don't even know how to say this because it's never happened to anyone else again. But yeah, you could go to the police and make a report. You also probably want to tell the spa or the institute, whatever, that this happened. And if they're regulated by someone, if they're a medical spa,
right.
you might want to report that conduct because you don't want that person to be going out and doing that again.
Well, and what about liability of the spa? if this is true, and they the spot when this person complained, they said, "Oh yeah, she's kind of crazy." So they knew.
It sounds like they knew.
So are they? Are they liable?
They are. I mean, they're probably liable anyway because of you're really responsible for the acts of your employees. But you're particularly liable if you didn't screen that person, or like you said, she was doing this before and there were complaints and they didn't do anything.
All right. Let's get into this Dennis Hastert thing because he is being sentenced on Tuesday.
Yes.
And the other day in the paper, there was a big article about how he's receiving all these letters of support. All these people, I think it was 60 or something, people sending in support of Dennis Hastert. When a judge sees this, and I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, at this point with the sentencing Tuesday, the judge has been researching this. The judge probably knows what the sentence is going to be by now.
Yes, that's probably true.
Does this amount of letters, can that sway a judge one way or another?
In my experience, it really doesn't, okay? Because the federal sentencing guidelines are pretty strict. And they're called guidelines, but they're really just rules of what... And you have a little bit of discretion as to what you can do. But you have seen in recent years a couple examples of where those kinds of letters have swayed. And that was one of Ed Verdoliak. I don't know if you remember this, but he should have probably been sentenced to a longer sentence. And the judge, who's a very good judge, looked at all of the things that he had done and all the letters that were sent and was really persuaded that he shouldn't do jail time. The same with, I can't remember his name, the Beanie Baby guy, Ty.
Ty.
I can't think of his last name.
Neither.
And he also had done a lot of good deeds in the past and people had come forward and the judge really gave him a good deal because of that. So I think that it couldn't hurt. So might as well, right, have all these letters written. But the truth of the matter is the crime for which he is being punished is one that really doesn't get much time in jail. Mm. So it's probably 0 to 6 months.
Oh, that's it?
And the prosecutors have said that they're going to ask for something in that range.
Okay.
I mean, because it's really, it has nothing to do with the sex crimes,
right,
as we know. It has to do with not reporting the withdrawals of money in excess of $10,000 or structuring, which means you're taking out a little at a time to avoid that scrutiny. And so that's, you know, I don't think it's going to help them so much.
All right. And another question that people keep asking, if it's not about the sex crimes, it's about the financial misdealings, why are some of the purported victims being allowed to testify?
Really interesting, Brian, because the statute of limitations are gone for all those kids. But what happens is in this federal law, you can bring in all the bad acts of your entire life, essentially.
Oh, really?
In order to say to the court, you should, now you're considering all those good things that he did all along that people are writing in. Well, here's what I want you to consider. Consider all these bad acts that he did. And this bad act actually is related somewhat to the financial part of the crime.
Right.
So, even though it's not admissible, even though it's the statute of limitations is gone, the court can consider those acts in sentencing.
All right.
Which doesn't seem fair. I mean, for Denny Hester, maybe I think it's fair. But for the most part, like, why should your whole life be up, you know, for grabs?
To argue against that, then, okay, that's fine. Don't bring in all the bad, but then don't bring in all these other things
that's
either.
True.
Let's judge it just on this case, just on your actions for the thing you've been convicted of, because I think if I could tell all the great stuff that I did, somebody should be able to say, yeah, but, you know, he was donating to all these charities, and then he was punching dogs in the throat every night. It all has to balance out.
And you know, that's always the rub when it comes to sentencing, because they always say, we want to sentence the crime, not the person. Well, you really can't do that, because the same crime by the little old lady who did it out of desperation to save her house, you know, whether it's check kiting or embezzlement or whatever, and then there's someone who's just doing it to give it to the prostitutes. I mean, you might have a different view of the crime given who the person is, and I understand why you have to do that. So I suppose I come down on the side of, yes, I guess the judge should hear all of it.
All right. Karen Conti's here. Do you have a legal question? Of course you do. We all have legal problems. 312-981-7200. That's the phone and the text. That's how you get a hold of Karen. But I know you will wait like you do all the time, and then you will cry. And you will say, Brian, I cannot get a hold of Karen. I waited till 8:59:59, and that was dumb. How can people get a hold of you during the week?
You can call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
More with Karen on the other side. It's WGN.
Drama. comedy, suspense, mystery.
Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Long before there was Netflix, there was radio.
Suspense.
Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf showcase the art where your mind paints the pictures.
Box 13, Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday.
WGN Radio Theater, tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Thora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When was the last time that someone did something nice for you without expecting anything in return? At Random Acts of Flowers Chicago, volunteers repurpose flowers, create beautiful bouquets, and deliver them to unsuspecting recipients in hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and rehab centers. You know, sometimes it only takes a small gesture to remind us that even when life is the most difficult, we are not alone. Together, we can make Chicago a safer, kinder, and healthier place. One bouquet, one act of kindness, one life at a time. To make a donation to Random Acts of Flowers or learn more about how you can help, go to rafchicago.org or call 847-430-4751. Thank you.
Experience My Austrian, the award-winning airline that gets flying right. Go to WGNradio.com/contests and enter for your chance to win a round-trip, non-stop flight for two with My Austrian from Chicago to Vienna, Austria's charming capital city with warm hospitality.
Seniors, want to learn how to avoid fraud? Looking for tips to declutter your home? Dreaming of living in the home you love for years to come? The Main Street Organization of Realtors will host a free senior expo in Arlington Heights on May 5th, covering topics that include fraud protection and prevention, simple steps to aging in place, decluttering, and a look at the housing market. For more information, visit MainStreetSeniorExpo.com.
This week on Chicago's Best, it's all about the most important meal of the day. Brittany and Elliot are serving up breakfast. Tune into Chicago's Best tonight at 10 on WGN-TV. Brian Noonan, Karen Conti. Karen is answering your legal questions at 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. Let's go to Pawpaw. We haven't been to Pawpaw in a while. That's where Dave is. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I apologize to the call screener. I had a question, but while I was waiting, I thought of a better one.
Cody's not going to be happy with you, Dave.
I apologize, Cody.
We call the spade and switch.
Yeah, true. Okay, now basically it happened like 7-8 years ago. I wrote a law. It got passed by the state of Illinois, and it's never been enforced. And it's been there's numerous times it could be enforced. But they say they won't do it. The state's attorney, Lisa Madigan, everybody else. Now, I talked to another lawyer. I'm not sure if he said it right. But basically, he says it's really not a law until it's used once or until it's cited. Is that true or not?
No. I mean, maybe figuratively, but, I mean, the law is the law. Can we ask what the law is?
Basically, it's a law that says any government official that's found guilty, from a teacher, police officer, politician, whatever, if they're found guilty of a felony while doing their job, from the time that they are charged to the time that they are convicted, any money or anything of a profit from, like, salary, paid leave of absence, or medical, dental, whatever, anything those taxpayers paid for, if they're found guilty of a felony, anything that they have occurred in the time that they were charged to the time that they are found guilty has to be paid back to the state of Illinois.
Interesting. Now, Lisa, okay.
Now, Lisa Madigan's office answer to me basically is, we only prosecute the laws we want to. And I'm like going, but if the law is on the book and you're not enforcing it, what's the point?
interesting that they're not enforcing it, because you think in Illinois, because of the problems we've had, that would be something that at least would maybe try to set an example for people, because you know what happens when people get charged. They're collecting their paycheck, and it really grates on people's nerves that someone who's being charged. Now, of course, they're innocent. They're innocent,
sure.
Until they're proven guilty. But I see what the point is. The point is, well, they were guilty. If they're found guilty later, they were guilty before, and so there's still, you know, taking the payments. So, no, I mean, the law can be enforced or not enforced, but when you don't enforce a law, it kind of creates a disrespect for the law, you know? And
it's
that's the part I don't like.
It's Lisa Madigan's office, so I kind of expected that. The reason why I wrote it is because George Ryan collected like over $180,000 over a year while he was on trial. And in the meantime, it's like, well, just give us that money back, because you really should have, you didn't deserve it.
Well, and I think Lisa Madigan is doing a very good job, so I'm not going to be disparaging of her. But I do think that the government does try to get the stop the pensions.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen those cases all over. We saw it with George Ryan, and we see it with politicians who are fighting to keep their pensions.
Yeah.
So you think they would just throw this in the mix and do the same thing with the salary. But
thanks for the call, Dave.
Very
thanks. It does seem like it'd be something that they would be. Is that the same as selective prosecution? If there's a law in the books and you just choose not to?
I'll tell you, all prosecution is selective.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, if something, I've been mugged, and I remember it was a strong arm, you know, mugging, and so I asked them to prosecute it, and we found who the person was, and they said, we're too busy, we just can't do it, you know, we just can't prosecute it.
What?
And I know, and I thought to myself, you know, here I am, ready to testify, ready to leave work and testify that this person did this to me, and he could have really hurt somebody. And I learned from the ground up that we are very busy here in Chicago in particular, and they have limited resources for prosecutors, for police officers, for court systems, for jail cells, and so there's going to be a selective choosing. That's why you don't see paper crimes prosecuted by police, because they think the civil laws will take care of that. Let people sue each other. We don't have to get involved, even if it is an embezzlement case or some sort of fraud.
Somebody texted in and wanted to ask it, and I guess we should have asked Dave, how was he able to write a law? He was probably a legislator, right?
He might have suggested it to somebody that it was his, his legislator, and they took it up and they wrote it themselves. I'm not sure he wrote it himself.
Yeah,
I very much doubt that that happens. They have committees that do that, and committees under committees that do that.
Let's do this. I have a question for Karen from the 815. I had a friend that had an interview with my ex-employer. He mentioned that he was working with me, and my former manager said to him, and I quote, "He is a great salesman when he's sober," end quote. Do I have any recourse on this? I have no idea where this came from, and no, I have no problems with my sobriety. To me, this seems like slander, and that's from Mike.
Well, slander is a false statement, a material false statement that hurts your reputation, and because it's about sobriety, drug use, that type of thing, it is what we call per se defamation, which means that you don't even have to prove that you were hurt by it. It is presumed that that's...
Yeah, that seems like it'd be a damaging statement.
So the real problem with these kinds of situations is, so you bring a lawsuit, you spend $500 on the filing fee, you probably spend $3,000 on the lawyer to draft the lawsuit, and then you spend another $150,000 on attorney's fees. And then you have to prove that you're sober and you're not a drunk. And you have to do all kinds of things. And you spend a lot of time in 2 years in litigation. And then you go to a jury and you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
So stopping someone from saying things, you can't do that because of our First Amendment. So, you know, you can hire a lawyer to make a demand and say, we heard this is what you said. It's obviously false. It's defamatory. I demand $10,000 or a retraction and see what happens. But spending money for that is just very difficult.
Okay. Can you send, I guess if you're sending a demand letter, you could send any kind of, a lawyer could send any kind of letter, right? A cease and desist, or is that something to just go, hey, we know you're saying this, stop.
I mean, there's two parts of this. You want it to stop, number one.
Yes.
Right? And that best way to do it is to threaten someone with a $100,000 lawsuit.
Right on.
But to actually recoup money based on it, that's a whole different other story.
All right. We got a couple minutes left. Let's say hi to James in Lake County. James, you're on WGN.
Hello.
What's your question for Karen, James?
Karen, what happened was, I went through a non-contested divorce. I live in Lake County. I haven't lived with the ex-wife now for, you know, about 6-7 years. And I just wanted help. You can do this process yourself, I know, but I figured I'd just make it seamless with the lawyer. I hired a lawyer out of an office that I've used before, not the same lawyer. I was told it'd run under $800. I got my final bill at $1,700. I feel that the bill was inflated. I could tell about halfway through that it was all about the billing. And I figured it would still say $800, under $800. It's now $1,700, and I figure I have no legal recourse. I mean...
Well, just for other listeners, too, when you hire a lawyer, you should always have a retainer agreement that says exactly what you are paying and for what. Are you paying by the hour? Are you paying a flat fee? Are you paying expenses in addition to the hourly? Because the expenses in filing a divorce could be half of what you're talking about. I mean, it could be $400 to file and then to serve. So you need to look at that bill. You need to look at your retainer agreement. If you didn't have one, that's unfortunate. But if you don't think it's reasonable, I think you should call up the lawyer and talk to the lawyer about the bill and say that you think it's too much for what happened. Frankly, that does not sound like a lot for any kind of divorce, because even if it's uncontested, there still have to be, you know, documents drafted. You still have to go to court on that end prove up. And so all in all, that doesn't sound really unreasonable to me, but I don't know all the facts.
All right. Well, Jim, hope that helped. Or James, hope that helps. Karen, let people know how they can get a hold of you during the week, because as you know, people hesitate. They fear talking to us on the radio. I don't know why. We're very hospitable.
That's true.
We're quite welcoming.
You can email me at kconti, that's K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com, or 312-332-7800.
All right, let's take a quick break, and then it'll be news time, and then more with Karen, 312-981-7200. That's how you get your questions in. Do it. WGN.
Northbrook is the next stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate.
Rocondro with Anna Blunt is broadcast live from Pinstripes in Northbrook Wednesday, April 27th from 3 to 7 p.m.
Pinstripes sounds like a lot of fun. They've got bowling and bocce ball.
And we're giving away a pair of the hottest tickets in town for a chance to get inside the Auditorium Theater for the 2016 NFL Draft.
When is this?
This Wednesday from 3 to 7 p.m. Come out to Pinstripes in Northbrook. We'd love to see you.
And, of course, we love Allstate, who brings us the WGN Hometown Voices Tour.
Chicago's own good hands.
All right, make sure you go out and see Ro and Anna at Pinstripes. On the other side of the news, we'll have more of your legal questions answered with Karen Conti. She's here every Sunday night helping us out. 312-981-7200, that's the number. Phone, text, you can, just do phone and text. Don't bother with email. We're not looking at email. We're going to talk to you on the air. All right, we'll do that after the news. It is 8:30 on 720 WGN. This report is sponsored by Penny Mustard Furnishings. There he is. His mouth is empty of food. He's ready to go. It's Roger Badish.
And unfortunately, we have to start with this report. We are still waiting for additional confirmations, but Billboard Magazine Online has tweeted out, they are quoting the website for Billy Paul and his manager, that the 81-year-old singer has passed away. Quoting the website, "We regret to announce with a heavy heart that Billy has passed away at home after a serious medical condition. It's been reported that he had been suffering from pancreatic cancer. TV stations in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia originally reported this, quoting the manager, Beverly Gay, but other outlets were waiting for additional confirmations. We have not seen the major news agencies pick this up yet, but we are quoting Billboard Magazine Online in their tweet and the TV stations in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., that 81-year-old Billy Paul has passed away. We will continue to follow this as we get more details. A suburban Chicago school district admitting its true financial condition had been masked by improper accounting. Lincoln Way High School District 210 school board said that the lack of a proper system of checks and balances and unauthorized actions by a previous superintendent is the fault of the board. Elementary schools throughout Indiana will get a chance to win free robotic kits for after-school programs. Governor Mike Pence and the Indiana Department of Workforce Development announced the program in a partnership with NASA, TechPoint Foundation for Youth and other entities. Governor's office says 400 schools will be picked to participate in the program. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Thora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Appliance breakdown, stove, refrigerator, air conditioning. A lot can go wrong, and when something breaks, your cash reserves are gone in a flash. Then, it's more and more credit card debt. Don't leave it to chance. Protect yourself with affordable coverage from Home Warranty Helpline. Pay $400 for electrical repairs, or with Home Warranty Protection, 100% of the repair cost is covered. Pay $580 or more to repair a water heater, or get Home Warranty Protection, and 100% is covered. Replacing an air conditioning unit can cost you $2,000 or more, but with Home Warranty Protection, you're covered 100%. Stop worrying about repair bills. Get protected with Home Warranty Helpline. Call right now for a free quote. Everyone is guaranteed approval, and the call and consultation are free. Call 800-614-8035. 800-614-8035. 800-614-8035.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks visiting the Blues tomorrow in St. Louis. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, pregame at 7, faceoff 7:30. John Weideman, Troy Murray on the call on 720 WGN at WGNradio.com. Both Chicago baseball teams won this afternoon. Tomorrow, White Sox will take to the road, taking on Toronto in a night game. Cubs have Monday off. They will pick up play on Tuesday when they will start a series against Milwaukee over at Wrigley. In the Valero Open in Texas, Charlie Hoffman wins at 12 under par for his fourth PGA Tour victory. Checking WGN traffic, got an accident blocking the right lane on westbound Eisenhower right before Oak Park Avenue, and that's slowing things up right now from on the outbound Eisenhower. Travel time from downtown to Thorndale, 34 minutes now, and that's gone up very quickly in the last minute or so. And the inbound side, it'll be a 30-minute trip. Everything else is moving along at posted speeds on our area expressways and tollways at this time. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center tonight, partly cloudy, windy, low around 56. On Monday, we get rain starting in the afternoon, should go through the nighttime, windy, high near 71. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy, breezy, a high only of 47. Temperatures around the area right now, 67 at O'Hare, 78 Oak Brook and Midway, 54 along the lakefront, winds out of the east at 7. Next News 9 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Battish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Listen, Roger, you got to do those newscasts about a little longer. Karen and I are having a lot of important conversations here.
As I looked up, I noticed.
Talking about restaurants and tropical drinks and all that kind of stuff. But the good news is now we're focused on legal questions. And by we, I mean Karen Conti, who is here every Sunday night, 312-981-7200. If you have a legal question, get it in now, because we will answer them as we get them. All right, this is very interesting. Jim is in Chicago. I like this question. Hi, Jim.
How are you?
We're well, thanks. What's your question for Karen?
I have information on something regarding the Chicago Police Department, a big-time scandal. I would be regarded as a whistleblower, and next week all of that information I gave is going to be given to those who are accused, and it'll be a pretty big story. my question is, what am I protected under the Whistleblower Act?
There's a federal law, and then there's the Illinois Whistleblower Act, and basically you can't be retaliated against based upon your whistleblowing. So I don't know if you work for the Chicago Police Department. Don't tell me if you do, but if you do, you can't be fired, and if they do fire you and they're stupid enough to do that, then you could get civil damages and more.
Is that under Chicago's law or Illinois' law? Or
there's Illinois law. It's under Illinois law. And there's also a federal law as well, but that has some other, I say whistles and bells. But I think what you might want to do is consult with a lawyer who concentrates a practice in this area. I've got a couple people who do just this kind of stuff. And you might want to know what you're entitled to. There's also an ability sometimes to actually make money based on the fact that you reported this conduct. And sometimes by if you save the government money because of your exposing this fraud or whatever it is, you'd be entitled to some money in compensation. But since I don't know everything, and I'm sure you don't want to talk about the details of this on the air.
I talked to the screener. You already told me.
Yeah. So that might be something you want to do and get a lawyer to actually earn some money doing that. And, you know, it's not that you're trying to game the system. What you're doing is the law encourages people to do this, and they know when they do this, they could be at risk. And their jobs can be at risk.
That's why I did it.
Yeah. And so the law gives you an incentive to do that.
Okay.
So if you want to shoot me an email, I can shoot you the name of some people who do this work.
And what's that email?
I've got your email.
Great.
I've got it already.
Oh, all right.
All right,
Jim.
So I'll be watching the newspapers and seeing
we'll
what's going
out,
on.
Yeah. Yep. See what whistleblower case is covered in trial. Dave is in Algonquin. Hi, Dave.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, Kieran. Sure. I'd hate to add to our state's woes, but do drivers have any recourse if there seems to be there's an inordinate amount of accidents on a road under construction? Us in the northwest suburbs, you could probably guess it's 90.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever drive that, but it seems like I drive it and I listen to the traffic, and it just seems like there's an inordinate amount of accidents, and the configuration changes constantly. Some of the things, I'm teaching my kids to drive, and it's frightening getting on and off in places. Do we have any
recourse?
Dave, what
you're saying is that the construction that's going on there is creating hazardous conditions because of the rerouting and the moving over of lanes, and is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it just seems more haphazard than we're I've lived here forever. I'm used to construction. You know,
well,
this particular project seems a little bit I don't know what the word is, but
put it this way. If you got into, if you're talking about a class action, I don't think that that really works for a case like this, because class actions, the facts have to be almost exactly the same, like everyone took Tylenol and got sick or something.
Right.
This would be different because every accident has a different causation and slightly different causation. But you could, let's just say that you were unfortunate enough to be in an accident, you could conceivably sue the government, the Illinois Tollway or whoever owns the road, for creating a hazardous situation. And you would have to prove that by showing that there may have been five or six accidents on the same place, and the way they rerouted it was dangerous.
Okay.
And lawyers go out there and they get accident reconstruction experts to say that the sign should have been a quarter of a mile before, and that by rerouting that particular way, you're going to cause a pileup, and in fact there were six pileups. So, you know, you could add that person as a defendant if you are in an accident, but I don't see any proactive or class action lawsuit based on that.
All right. Well, sorry about that, Dave. And I just saw there's going to another 6 months or something, or another year with
that
90. Yeah, too much. Let's see. Kevin has been holding on. He's in Racine. Hi, Kevin.
Hey. Hi, Brian.
Hi,
great
Kevin.
Fan of yours.
Oh,
from
thank
here
you.
And Milwaukee.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
No problem, my friend. I have a real serious problem. My girlfriend has just been in an accident. She was riding in a bus, and a car hit the bus.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
She has back problems right now. She's in pain in the bed. She couldn't go to the hospital because she rides the bus, and they stop at 6. She would have had to walk home. We've called a lot of lawyers, and they won't take her case because she has mental illness and she gets Social Security. and they say you can only have $2,000 in your bank account at one time, so they won't take her case, I at least want her to get her hospital bills paid for tomorrow when she goes.
So,
are there any recourses?
This something doesn't make sense to me, because, first of all, if your girlfriend has mental illness, that has nothing to do with getting hit by a by a bus. So, you know, that doesn't exonerate the person who's negligent. So, but I mean, maybe they're saying she wouldn't be a good witness. The other thing is something about $2,000 in your account that makes no sense either. And it doesn't matter if she's on Social Security disability. Maybe she doesn't have a lot of lost wages. So maybe the lawyers don't want to take a case where the damages, meaning what you could actually, obtain is so low. But if she had medical bills, and she's going to have medical bills, and she really has a real injury, then it seems to me that she should be able to get a lawyer, and the lawyer should be able to take that case and settle it. Did it happen in Wisconsin or in Illinois?
Yes, Wisconsin. It happened 3 hours ago.
Okay. Well, and there will be a lawyer who will take that case.
The problem I'm having is because we've called the big ones, the big lawyers, and they won't take her case.
Okay.
Because of the fact of the they keep saying $2,000 is all you can get in your account.
From who? Who's putting that $2,000?
Cupid and Abraham. Federal government.
Oh, the federal she wouldn't get her Social Security if she had more than $2,000 in her account?
Yes.
Okay.
You're only allowed $2,000 in a bank account, and they're saying the settlement would be too much.
So I think what they're saying is then the government would have a right to take whatever is left in her account.
Probably.
So, yeah,
I'm not sure.
I
want her to do is get the help that she needs, because she's in a lot of pain right now, and I don't care about money. I just want her to get the help, and she's got to go tomorrow on the bus.
Well, the company should be paying for her medical. Why don't you do this? If you can shoot me an email, let me see if I can find you someone and give me exactly where the accident happened in the county.
Get the number. Get a paper and a pencil.
And I will try to find you somebody who is reputable up there who might be able to give you some good advice, at least explain it to you in a way that makes sense. Because if they're going to tell you they're not taking your case, you should understand it. And what you're saying to me doesn't make much sense. Other than if she's disabled, and maybe what you have to do is set up some sort of account for her somewhere else so that it's protected. But I don't really know.
It could be an IRA or something.
They'll be able to help you. All right, Mark, Karen, give Mark the number, the email address and the number.
Okay, it's kconti@kcontilaw.com.
And the phone number?
312-332-7800.
All right, Kevin, I hope that helps. Good luck. And, that sounds very strange.
Although, I don't practice in Wisconsin, so maybe there's something that I don't know that affects the answer there. So.
All right. Well, Kevin, send Karen that email. And, again, when people are sending emails, we've said this before, but I think it bears repeating, give as many details as you can.
Yeah.
Because that way you, when you're reading it, you can figure out who you're going to refer people to. You can give an answer that's...
Most of the time, Brian, what I really need is when it happened, because a lot of times people will wait too long and it's 3 years and the 2 year statute of limitations is run. And I need to know what county the accident happened in or where these things take place, because sometimes people I'll say, well, I can handle that case, and they're down in Champaign and I can't. So, you need to tell me those things.
Okay. Let's do one quick text question before we take our break. A neighbor says, hi, Brian and Karen. Great show as usual. Thank you for that. A neighbor has recently completed her BA degree, taken the GRE exam, and begun applying for grad schools. When following up on two applications, she became aware that the GRE did not provide her scores to some of the grad schools she listed, even though she paid extra for it. Consequently, her applications are considered incomplete. The schools will not apply her application fees, which amount to nearly $1,000, and she will have to repeat the process again for the following school year. Does she have any recourse?
Interesting. I don't know the rules of GRE. I don't know whose responsibility it is to submit the exam results. It sounds like she's saying that the GRE is supposed to do that.
Right, and she paid extra to
have them do it.
Because usually they'll do a couple schools, and then you can pay more to have more schools.
Right, right. Well, I would take a really good look at whatever the contract says, because you're going to go back to that language. My guess would be that the GRE people put something in that contract saying, if we don't do this, we're not responsible for anything.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, because if I were the lawyer, that's what I would write in there. Because, right. But I would start with that. And then what are you going to do, though? I mean, what are your damages? Your neighbor has to sit out of class for a year until they can apply again. But then the person could have, gone to another school instead of the school they really wanted to go in. And how do you put a number on what that's worth? You know, some of these things, yes, maybe there's an action, but maybe it's just not worth it think about it.
All right. Thanks. Let's take a quick break. Karen Conti is here. We have a few more minutes. Karen will answer your legal questions. 312-981-7200. We'll do that on the other side. It's WGN.
The Stanley Cup playoffs.
Score!
There's a new job to do. It's time to do it.
The playoffs. Play here. WGN Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
On the evening of Friday, May 6th, join Next Steps for their prelude to the Derby party at Venue 1 in the West Loop. Proceeds benefit Next Steps, which provides cutting-edge physical rehabilitation to those who've suffered the devastation of paralysis. Party includes both live and silent auctions, hat contests, buffet, and bar. Tickets can be purchased through their website, nextstepschicago.org. Again, that's nextstepschicago.org. See you on May 6th.
Join WGN Radio and enjoy Lakeshore Drive, car-free and carefree. It's MB Bike the Drive, Sunday, May 29th, and it only happens once a year. Go to mbfinancial.com/bike to find out how to get a free ride.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Got a legal question? Well, thankfully, we have someone here who can help you. Karen Conti's in, as she is every Sunday night. 312-981-7200. Let's not waste any time. Mark is in DeKalb. Hi, Mark. You're on WGN.
Well, good evening. Quick question for you. I had a chance. Well, I thought about the possibility of taking a item to small claims court, and I was told that if you win a judgment in small claims court, at least in DeKalb County, if you win the judgment, it is up to you, as the victor in the case, to collect from the person who lost the case. I'm trying to figure out why that is the case and how would I go about doing that if I were to win the judgment. I would think that if the court made a ruling that the person who lost the case would have to pay. But I was told if you win, it's up to you, as the winner of the case, to collect the judgment.
Yeah, Mark, you know, it makes no sense to the average human being, but that is the sad fact everywhere.
Really?
Yes. So, you know, what you'll do in small claims is you'll write up your complaint, you'll get it served, the person will come to court or not come to court, you get your judgment for $2,232, and then with that judgment, you would then have to... you know, that'll go on his record, you know, so that will be recorded. So maybe he would have an incentive not to have a judgment and would come in and try to settle it with you. Or what you can do is to try to put a lien on their house, which is not super hard to do, but you still have to fill out paperwork. Or you can garnish wages, which is kind of complicated. And that is, again, filling out forms, sending them to the employer. Then you've got to go back to court and get the money from the employer. It's very, you know, collecting a judgment is like a whole other case.
Oh,
it's
man.
Probably more time-consuming than getting the judgment. And it's just the way our system works, and it's really unfortunate for people like you who probably have a real small claim. You don't want to hire a lawyer because that's too expensive, and the guy gets away with it because you just don't have the time and energy to pursue it.
But if anybody who seeks this remedy goes to court, then if, let's say I'm on the other side, I would say, this ruling has no teeth, so what good is the court in this case? That's just odd.
Well, and the problem with you're on the other side, and this is for all the people here who are just going to sit back and let a judgment get entered against you, your judgment collects 9% interest. Okay, where can you get 9% interest in this day and age? So sure. you can wait, and you can garnish, and you can do all those things, and sometimes the judgment grows so large that it can then be something that is hard to pay. So don't let a judgment get entered against you. Come in and try to settle it. You don't want a judgment on your credit report. You don't want someone liening your property so that if you sell your house, that then there's a mark on your property. You shouldn't let that happen. And on the other hand, in Mark's situation, is there some leverage you have with that person? I'm going to go to court. I'm going to ask for blah, blah, blah. And, you know, is there some threat, or are they not threatened by what you're going to do?
Yeah. Good luck, Mark. Hope it works out for you. And let's say hi to Joni in Addison. Hi, Joni. You're on WGN.
Hi.
What's your question?
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Joni.
My question is, I have not ever received child support from my daughter's father for 18 years.
Ugh.
And, he's living out of state. I know that he's collecting some kind of a compensation check from the government. He was a Vietnam veteran. And I know a Social Security number. I know everything about him, but I have never received any child support from him, ever.
Now,
I work two jobs to keep my daughter and I afloat, basically.
I just had a case like this. It was almost the same exact thing. And I know how hard you work when you're a single parent because there is no option. It's not like you can say, I can't afford it. You have to have the food. So, unfortunately, you know, maybe at some point you could have tapped into his benefits. So if he's getting benefits on a monthly basis, the government will pay actually the dependent a sum of money so you don't even, the guy doesn't even have to be working. He can just be receiving government benefits. But that ship probably sailed. And I take it you have a child support order that was entered like a long time ago, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you could do is go to court in the county where your divorce was and get a judgment against him. Okay. And again, going back to our former caller's question, it's the exact same thing. So you're going to get a big fat judgment against him. It's going to have all kinds of interest compounded, and it's going to be, say, $100,000. And then you're going to figure out how to garnish wages, or you're going to figure out if you can lien a home that he owns, or, you know, you'd have to then hire a lawyer probably to fight it, to try to collect it where he is. The child support award, maybe you can get the state's attorney. What county are you in, Joni?
I'm living presently in DuPage, but the divorce was in Cook County, so I don't know if it makes any difference.
Well, yeah, you can call up the state's attorney's office. They have a child support division, and they will do this for you for free. It takes a little bit longer because they're busy and they're not as, I would say, maybe aggressive as a lawyer would be that you hire. But why don't you contact them? It's the child support division. You can go online probably and find that number, too. And you fill out the paperwork, and they'll take your case, and hopefully you'll be able to have them get you the judgment. And then when you get a little money together, you can get somebody in another state, the other state, to try to enforce it.
All right. Good luck, Joni. Let's do it. This is an interesting question that came in on a text from the 331. It's a custody battle over a five-year-old. I pick him up every Friday and drop him off Saturday. The next week, when I pick him up, he is abusive toward me, slaps and yells at me, and has details he shouldn't be aware of, clearly being told things by my ex. When I drop him off, he's very calm. I feel that I should record him as he's acting this way, but my lawyer told me not to. What is your opinion?
Can you tell, Brian, from anything that you didn't read in that email?
I read the whole thing.
Okay, so we don't know if she's going through a divorce or if this is a case where they weren't married or...
Yeah, I don't know. It just says custody battle over five-year-old.
Well, okay, so maybe there is court. Maybe that there it is in court. Well, this is what we call alienation, probably. The mother may be doing some things that are causing the child to act out and saying bad things about the other parent, which is really disturbing and very, very harmful to the child in a way that it's hard to even understand. But I wouldn't record the child. I think you end up looking like a jerk when you do that, and I think that courts don't want to see that. I think you should document it if you need witnesses to be there to watch it. You might want to have even a therapist at some point see the child to document what's going on and maybe get to the bottom of it. But recording, I'd say no. Okay. Probably a bad idea.
So you agree with their
yeah,
attorney.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
We're out of time, as always, but people can get a hold of you during the week. What's that?
You can call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
And Wednesday morning with Steve at 6:40.
Absolutely.
Right. Sounds good.
Oh, and I'll be on Fox on Tuesday morning at 7:15.
Talking about
the Denny Hastert sentencing.
All right, very nice. So Fox, Tuesday morning, 7:15.
Right.
Sounds good. And you'll be back with us next Sunday. Thank you, as always. We will see you then. Have a wonderful week. Good luck in court tomorrow. All right, let's do this. Then we'll be done. WGN.
It's a man.
Ryan Dempster and Kerry Wood join us to talk baseball all season long.
Hey, hey.
The station is baseball in our DNA. 720 WGN.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Click this ad and get a $120 rebate by mail on four select tires when you use the Ford Service Credit Card at the Big Tire Event. When your Ford needs service, you need the specialist at Ford. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service Credit Card rebate or offers. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 6/30/16.
Geico presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80/20 Angus Brown Chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's Mr. Fix-It.
With Misericordia's annual Candy Days fundraiser coming up on April 29th and 30th, I'm getting a jump start and asking you for a little bit of help. Join me in meeting my goal of $5,000. Any size donation will go towards helping 600 children and adults with disabilities live their lives with love, purpose, and dignity. No donation is too small. Please help by visiting WGNradio.com/events today. Thank you.
Thank you for listening and being part of the program. Rick Kogan comes your way next. He's going to be talking about the Chicago Humanities Festival, so listen in to After Hours with Rick Kogan. We will talk to you again next Sunday. Don't forget, we will be recording a new web-only exclusive podcast. Oh, my goodness, that'll be fun for you to listen to. Cody will post that very soon. All right, thank you, Roger, for your unbelievably accurate news. Thank you, Cody, as always, for whatever it is you try to do back there. And thank you again for listening and being part of the program. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news is now at 9 o'clock with Roger Badish.
Thank you, sir. Mostly cloudy, 67 at O'Hare. The search for clues and a suspect or suspects continues in rural Ohio, where seven adults and a teenager, members of the same family, were shot dead at four locations last week. ABC's Melissa Neely has more.
State investigators say there were three marijuana grow operations located at the scene of the murders in Pike County, but it's not clear if they are related to the crime. Pike County Sheriff Charles Reeder says they have issued five search warrants to look for more evidence.
They are going to go to the wooded areas of each and every one of these scenes. There's 38 members to make sure that there is absolutely nothing that was missed.
Reeder says 18 pieces of evidence with possible clues to who the killer or killers are currently at the state crime lab. Melissa Neely, ABC News.
In presidential politics, campaigning in Indiana, GOP candidate Ted Cruz says he's the best candidate for the job.
Do we want to nominate a campaign based on yelling and screaming and cursing and insults? Or do we want to unite behind a positive, optimistic, forward-looking, conservative campaign?
And in Maryland, Republican candidate Donald Trump says he's still confident he can win the number of delegates needed to clinch the GOP nomination.
I think we get that 1237, I'm pretty sure. And a lot of other people are saying it.
In Connecticut, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders again criticized candidate Hillary Clinton for taking campaign contributions from wealthy executives.
This campaign, unlike Secretary Clinton's, has not raised $15 million from Wall Street.
Locally, Democratic State Representative Lou Lang addressing concerns that the progressive income tax bill would raise taxes for the middle class.
This proposal is one that will provide 99% of taxpayers with a tax cut and still raise $1.9 billion to help us with many things we need to do in the state.
Representative Lang was guest this morning on WGN's Sunday Spin. You can hear that program on our website, WGNradio.com. Warm weather today and tomorrow won't be around long. WGN meteorologist Mike Hamernick says it's going to cool off once again this week.
Wednesday could be kind of a washout around here, too. A lot of rain throughout much of the day and then drying out as we head toward the weekend. And next weekend, it might be back up around 60 or so.
But Hamernick says the long-term weather forecast from the National Weather Service shows above normal temperatures for the summer. We'll check sports, traffic, and the current weather next on WGN.
Join me, Ro Khan, for a Chicago Derby Party presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka at Howls and Hood, Saturday, May 7th. It all starts at 3. Sip a double row 7, enjoy a live broadcast, and the best 2 minutes in sports. Details at WGNradio.com/events.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80/20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks and the Blues. Tomorrow, Game 7 of the playoffs. Pre-game at 7, face-off 7:30 with John Weideman and Troy Murray from St. Louis on your Hawk station, 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Sox beat Texas 4-1. Cubs shut out Cincinnati 9-0. The White Sox will go on the road tomorrow to Toronto for a night game. Cubs get a day off. They'll regroup, come back Tuesday over at Wrigley, and they will host Milwaukee in a series. At the Valero Open in Texas, Charlie Hoffman wins 12 under par. It's his fourth PGA Tour victory. Checking WGN traffic, we have U.S. 30 between Main Street and Olympia Way closed for a crash with multiple injuries. Five ambulances have been called to the scene. It's near Matson. An accident also on Higgins Road at Arlington Heights Road with injuries. And we are waiting for the details to see how serious all of those injuries are. Checking the travel times, though, on the area expressways and tollways at this moment. Right now, we are not seeing any major delays on any of the roads. Travel times pretty much at posted speeds. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, it's going to get down to 56 tonight. Windy conditions. Tomorrow, after about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, rain starts coming into the area, and they predict precipitation through the nighttime hours. But getting up to 71 tomorrow, and as Mike Hamernick says, Tuesday's not going to be a good day because it's only going to get up to 47. Very breezy conditions, mostly cloudy, but the rain should have stopped by then. Checking our current temperatures around the area, 65 at O'Hare and Prospect Heights, 75 still at Midway, 55 along the lakefront, winds out of the southeast at 10. Next news, 9:30, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Vadish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
My love, she speaks like silence, without
Kogan, the show is After Hours. That's the voice of Joan Baez singing Bob Dylan. I know you were expecting maybe Prince, but I have heard an awful lot of Prince today. I admired Prince. Thought Prince was great, but I think Purple Rain's a great song. But I think if I hear Purple Rain one more time today, my head is going to explode. And I heard from Allison Cuddy is here, my old friend, formerly of BEZ and now with the Humanities Festival. And Allison, I heard from so many people today. Oh, man. I haven't heard Prince. I haven't listened to Prince in like 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm playing these two. Joan Baez is 75. Bob Dylan, 74. Nobody, I'm sure they're in great health, but nobody lives forever.
Right.
If you love somebody, indulge yourself while they're still around. So you don't have to have this. I mean, it's justified. Don't you think this whole Prince mania?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I think we were talking about this before we went on the air. There's sort of the suddenness, like the unexpectedness, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
But just the, I mean, his music, incredible. And then I think that there's something about the fact that he stayed in Minneapolis.
I think that is so
true. And he did everything there.
Yeah.
It's not like he was going out and like having, you know, breakfast in the diner every Sunday or something, but he was like a part of that community. And I find that fascinating. Like he marched to the beat of his own drum or whatever cliche I could roll out and he did it his way. Right. And
yeah.
I really, really admire that. And it's hard to point to people. I mean, maybe someone like Beyonce who just, you know, released her latest kind of epic Lemonade, who is constantly reinventing herself and doing things differently. Maybe she's someone that we'll think of like Prince, but
it's kind of, yeah. I mean, the problem being, too, Allison Cuddy, and we're going to spend this whole hour together. Allison and I are old friends that we are, and we will get to the Humanities Festival and all the interesting things going on with that, because that's not where Allison works, is that we are due for... This is going to happen. I know Prince was only 57, but you've got this huge crowd. You've got many people who were the soundtrack of our lives, our generation, younger generation, mm-hmm. who are going to, because, you know, this may come as news to you people, but everybody does die. Everybody does die.
Well, Billy Paul just died today. Me and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah.
You know, and someone many people have said was like, I just, you know, never got the acclaim that he deserved. And we've seen a lot of like, you know, David Bowie, a lot of people, Fife Dog dying over the last little while.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing about Prince is I don't think people ever stopped listening to his music. If you look, he kept touring.
Yeah, he toured aggressively, no kidding. And he also kept writing. I don't know, for instance, what Paul McCartney's last 10 songs were. I know he tours aggressively, too.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of Beatles stuff. That's going to be a big one. That's going to be a big one. Okay, Allison Cuddy, before we get to the Humanities Festival, you were among the great talents in radio in this town that has a lot of great talents. You did a number of things at WBZ. You decided to leave, it was almost 2 years?
Yep, it'll be 2 years in May, and it's almost May, right?
I always got the sense, and I'm actually getting it now just watching you talk into a microphone, that you loved radio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I grew up on radio. I was born in Winnipeg, and so I grew up listening to the CBC, but also to, like, shows like yours, the late-night AM disc jockeys. I was one of those kids that, like, fell asleep with a radio under my pillow.
Yeah.
You know, I loved it. I loved the medium. I loved music. I think part of it, like a lot of people now, radio is a pipeline. I mean, not in the way that it was when I was growing up, but it's a pipeline to music. But it's those personalities, too, that I found really interesting. And connecting with people through their voice and the things that they have to say.
Yeah.
There's a, it's a different kind of relationship than if you're watching someone, for me anyway, on television.
Well, I think it's, there's an intimacy to it that you're not going to get from TV, and you're certainly not going to get from watching a movie on your phone.
It's like watching reading a novel, right? You can project a lot of things. You can marvel at what someone's doing, but you can also put a lot of things onto them that may have nothing to
yes,
do with them.
Absolutely.
So you
yes.
have a lot of agency in that regard.
What did you do? You did a lot at BEZ.
WBEZ. Yeah, I did. I mean, I think thanks to people like Tori Malatia, because I didn't have a background in journalism. I had a humanities background. You know, I was doing a PhD. So I came to it with none of the experience someone like you has, and I worked on a live show that was going national. That was my first gig, a show called Odyssey that Gretchen Halfridge hosted.
Well,
it was a great job, and figuring out how to take a local show and make it a national show. But I ended up doing a lot of things when that show ended. I worked on 848, the show that I eventually hosted, but I worked as a very inept producer. I'm amazed at Steve Edwards. One of the most gracious people in...
And one of the great, most talented people.
And one of the most great, talented people, yes. I learned a lot from him, but he put up with a lot from me, I think, because I was not that good at it. And then started hosting, and I was always amazed because I'm a fairly shy person. I did not like public speaking. And
you've gotten very good. I've seen you do some public. No, I'm serious. I've seen you do some public events, and I think anybody who might be inherently shy gets over it relatively quickly, don't you think, or did you not?
It took me a while, but I think doing this is what helped me get over it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And this was something, again, it's that intimacy, because you can think, I'm just talking to one person right now.